Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? Thanks for tuning in. I'm reloading! Welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio, you dig? Hold on a second. Cue the music. Alright, and we in. Alright everybody, thanks for tuning in to the show. K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blissom. Thanks again for tuning in to episode 139 of K100 Internet Radio. It's going to be one of my fun shows. You know, sometimes I have wild and zany shows, and sometimes I have serious shows. You know what I'm saying? I guess last night was a show that you could say was like semi-serious, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And it was good. It was fun for episode 138, Online True Stories I Love. I mean, two stories, one I love, one I hate. It was pretty successful. We had a lot of callers calling in, talking about the parents who dressed the child up like a girl, 5-year-old child. And we was talking about the other guy that checked his son about acting like a fake gang member on Facebook. And so episode 130 was one for the book. If you're listening to this particular show right here live, or if you're listening to the podcast, I highly suggest that you go back and listen to that one, which is episode 138, the one right before this, all right? Okay, so do that for me, all right? Check it out. It was a great show. I want to remind everybody that we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. You understand what I'm saying? We're on iTunes also as an official podcast in the iTunes store, all right? So check us out on all those places, MySpace.com. You feel me? When you go to Facebook, do a Facebook search for K100 Radio. Also, I'd like for you to be my friend on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Do a search for Blissom. Become a fan of my music page. And also become one of my friends on Facebook from the Blissom Blue, Sour Blissom Blue. That's my actual personal Facebook. I'm already a public figure, so people be like, you know, why do you use your real name? And, well, I got the Blissom page for the artist stuff going on. I got the K100 page for the show. And I got my own personal page. And I've been a public figure since I've been putting music out since 1999, you feel me? So I've been Googleable for about a good 6 years now. So there's no hiding, you know what I'm saying? So why not? Everybody knows who I am. Everybody knows my name. That's why I can't do nothing outlandish and crazy and really probably plan on getting away with it unless I plan for it. But so become my friend on Facebook and check me out, the music. Check the music out and check the Facebook page for K100 Radio, all right? Do that. And also check us out on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store. Go up under the podcast section, okay? And when you go up under the podcast section, put in the search again for K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Just hit subscribe up under it, and you'll subscribe automatically to the podcast from iTunes of K100 Radio. And what that does is every time that you miss the show, if you can't tune in live, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, which is when we air live over the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And you can also call in at 347-934-0966. If you can't catch us during the hours and you still want to hear the show, and trust me, they are great. If you can't hear them while they're going on live, it's still great for you to ride around and listen to. It's no different from when you're riding around listening to a show in your radio and you're not going to call while you're driving. Same thing, all right? It's great. It's just unfiltered, uncut, and you know how we do it over here at K100. So subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and every time a new episode is loaded up into iTunes, which is probably like a few hours after it actually airs, it automatically go to your iTunes software and download it for you. And the files aren't big. They're about maybe 19 to 20 megabytes a piece. So they don't eat up a lot of your hard drive space, and you don't have to worry about going to the site. If you don't want to, now if you want to go to the site at www.blogtalkradio.com, that's cool. But the numbers still count for us and everything. We want to get our iTunes numbers up too. All right. So either way, we appreciate the support. So go to iTunes and check it out. It's real easy for you to subscribe, and it's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything, and automatically downloads episodes that you haven't seen and any subsequent episodes that comes up once you subscribe. All right. So go ahead and do that. Okay. iTunes.com/K100Radio. All right. Moving right along. You did. We want to remind everybody that we are K100 Internet Radio, talk and indie music. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone, an artist that wants to submit music to K100 Radio to get played, the email for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. I had some artists send me some music. Artists, pay attention. Follow directions, please. If you send me your music, I'm going to listen to your music. First of all, only send me 2 songs. Because if you send me 6 songs, I'm not going to listen to all 6 of them and pick one. You just send me the 2 that you like the best. That's the first thing. And you have to call into the show. You have to promote the show on your social networking page. Some artists have hit me up and like, yo, I haven't, have you played the song, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've looked at your MySpace and I've looked at your Facebook, and I don't see K100 News Radio, K100 Radio in your news feed. So, no, I haven't played it. Follow directions, people. Send your music in an MP3 format to K100Radio.com. And then email me, call me at the number that I provide so we can set up an interview time. And also so we can send you the code to paste the K100 Radio player on your MySpace. And you can blast it out to your people. That's how we're doing it. We cross-promoting. You promote us to your people. We promote you to our people. Which is over 16,000 downloads and plays. And, can't really keep track of how many people. You can't keep track of how many people call live, but I've never added it up. All right. But we got a lot of people that check out the show and check out our podcast. All right. So that's the favor. That's the favor for the favor. Because we're not charging you guys. It's not payola like FM radio is right about now. We're showing love to the independents only on the show. And so that's minimal that you can do. All right. And if you don't do that, I'm not playing shit. Pretty sure I've said this 1,000 times before, actually 139 times. Some people just don't listen. Pay attention. Alright? So that's how it goes with the music and everything, man. So if you know an artist or you are an artist, that's the way you gotta run it, alright? K100radio@gmail.com. And that's also the place where I take feedback about the show. And if you want to submit ideas about topics that you would like to talk about on K100, that's also where I take that at. Now if you're my friend on Facebook or you're my private K100 group page and all that, you know, of course, I listen to all my people in that format. But just in case you're not, just in case you're just browsing, you don't really, you know, listen to, you're not really my friend on Facebook, anything like that, but you do like the show, K100Radio.com. And if it's something that you want to talk about, and if I can make it work and make it entertaining and make it interesting, I'll run with it. All right, moving right along. Episode 139. Actually, I should have did this sound. That kind of more fits. That kind of fits what's gonna be going on in the show tonight. Okay, everybody knows that I have shows that I talk about relationship issues, sexual stuff. This is one of them. I haven't had a show that's just straight up about sex in a minute. I've had shows that go off into that in the after party. Basically, every show goes off into that at some point in the after party. But this whole 2-hour show is going to be about... Uh-huh. Or something along those lines. Welcome, everybody. It's on the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to read from the show a synopsis. Everybody know who's my Facebook friend and MySpace friends and Twitter friends and phone friends. Y'all already know what it is. But every episode, I read a synopsis of the show, a breakdown of what I'm talking about, and I also tell you what questions we're going to be asking all my callers. So I'm going to read that, then I'm going to the phone lines, all right? Episode 139. Group sex. The name of the episode is More is Always Better. That's the name of the episode. More is always better. And I'm talking about group sex. All right? So now that I got your attention, that's pretty much summing up the topic of the episode. There are always going to be people who are freaky and free enough for group sex to be around.
Actually, even back in the very old days, in the Bible days and ancient Egypt days and Roman days and whatever days you want to damn pick, it was around then, all right? It's been around. It was a lot more common back then, especially if you were rich. I mean, it's common now. I mean, if you're rich, ask Will and Jada. But we'll get into that. But if you were rich and you were wealthy back then, it really was what was up. Of course, you know, back then, husbands had multiple wives. And I can't imagine having multiple wives and always just fucking them at once. I mean, what's the point of that? Who gets the joy out of that? Why can't I fuck everybody at the same time? I got 10 wives. Let's have 10 motherfuckers in here. Let's get it. I'm just saying. That'd be crazy. So anyway, I'm reading still. It was standard to have orgies and threesomes or whatever back then. It was, you know, especially if you were a noble or back in those days, or if you had a little bit of clout, all right? So nowadays, it's kind of gone more underground a little bit. It's more underground, even though people like to say that we're living in a time where everything is, I mean, we're dressing little boys up like girls, what the fuck, but, I mean, you know, but it's out here. We do have swinger clubs and all that kind of stuff, so it's out here, and, you know, trust me, it goes down. Even though it's kind of still underground, it still goes down frequently. Some people see it as an extreme form of sex, and they wouldn't do it. And hey, if you're not, what power to you? I really don't mean that. More power to you, though, if you don't. Some people might try it once and just to see what it's all about, and they may or may not like it. Of course, I don't know how you can't like it, because more is always better. That's the name of the show. And some will love it and engage in it every time. I mean, some will love it and engage in it every chance they get, all right? But it's still acceptable to most, unless you're going to church 3 times a week. And even some of them might be down with it. They'll be the biggest freak. I'm just saying. To me, it's something that you just have to experience in order to say whether or not it's what's up or it's good. You really can't compare sex with just 2 people to that of sex with 3 or more. It's just simply not fair to expect it to be the same or as much fun. You feel me? Now listen, everybody. Don't jump on me, all right? Pump your brakes. What I'm saying is, you can have a bomb sex partner, and they can be the shit, you feel what I'm saying? And you can enjoy it and everything, and that's good, and I'm not saying that being monogamous is not good, or sex with one person is bad, you know, you just gotta have a threesome, or gotta have a menage, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, or gotta have an orgy, or whatever, that's not what I'm saying, you feel me? But it's simply not fair to expect it to be the same, or as much fun. I mean, the numbers are just in favor of group sex to be better. I mean, and before I go any further, let me just basically common sense. I mean, if you like getting head, if you like people kissing on you, if you like all this kind of shit, when one person does it, well, if 2 people are doing it at the same time, I don't understand how you're going to logically try to argue with me about whether or not it's better to have more than one person. I don't get it. Because if you like that, you're getting double of what you already like. So it's just simple mathematics. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. I don't know. I don't get it. But moving right along, I'm going to go ahead and finish up and get to these questions and get to the phone line. Even married people engage in group sex. It's called swinging. Shout out to Trapeze. If you're not in Atlanta, Google it. Not because they don't love each other, but because, simply put, more is always better. More is always better, all right? More money, you know what I'm saying? More people at the party, you know, hey, more is better for the most part, unless it's drama or something, all right? So here go the questions, all right? How do you feel about group sex? 3 or more people. We're gonna go with 3 or more people. It doesn't have to be 10 people in the room. We're gonna say menage is enough. Three or more. How do you feel about group sex? Have you or would you ever engage in it? All right. And if you have, third question, was it better than sex with just you and another person? Be honest. I'm not saying that you can have one person that's the bomb and it's been the best pussy or best dick you ever had. That's true. But Was sex with a group of people better all around in general than sex with just one person? All right, that's the question I'm asking. You feel what I'm saying? if you are now or in the future become married, do you think you would ever swing? Would you ever swing with your spouse? You feel what I'm saying? Do you think people who like group sex are, you know, bad people, perverted people, you know? Or are they people who just, you know, like to have fun with more than one person? You know, do you look down on people who engage in threesomes and stuff like that? You know what I mean? If you don't do it yourself. What would you do if your significant other wanted to engage in group sex? You know, what if you was married or something, had a boyfriend or whatever, and they stepped to you about it and, you know, you had never done it? How would you feel? How would you react to that? All right, what would you do? You know what I mean? Would that make you feel inadequate, or would you be with it? The last question is, if you ever had a group sex fantasy, let's say you just never did it, but you always fantasized about it, tell us about it. What was it like? We want to know. Okay. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Up first, 443. You're on the air with K100. What's popping?
Hey, what's going on? It's Twinkle.
Hey, what's happening, Twinkle? What it do? Thanks for calling the show, babe.
Of course.
All right. That's what's happening. Okay, episode 139, K100. Let's have a little fun with it. Okay, Twinkle. Got some questions I want to ask you. Like to hear it? Here you go. how do you feel about group sex? Three or more people. How do you feel about it?
I really feel indifferent. Like, I don't mind it. I've done it before, so it's cool with me.
Okay, you've done it before. All right. So.
Yeah.
All right, so since you've done it before, there are a couple of other questions that that pertain to you, all right? Since you've engaged in it, was it better? Was it? Well, first of all, what kind was it? Was it an orgy? Was it a threesome? How did it go down?
It was an orgy. It was me, my homegirl, and my homeboy. We all went over to a friend's house, and it was like three other chicks there, and some other guy, and then just. We was playing truth or dare or something.
That's how it always starts. Truth or dare is the best way. That's the icebreaker. That's the best way to go ahead and, you know, set it on off. You feel me? Or you could just have an old-fashioned key party. You know what I'm saying? There's different ways, you know what I'm saying? You spin the bottle, all kinds of shit. junior high shit, you know what I'm saying, that you can incorporate into this grown-up shit you're about to do. So it was an orgy. It was multiple people there. So before I go any further, was it better than sex with one person?
I don't think you really can compare the two because it is two different things going on. Like, I've had sex with one person that was wonderful, and then I've had group sex that was just horrible. So, I guess it all depends on the participants. But if the participants are on like a level playing field, then I would say group is better.
Okay, that's also a very, very, very important point that I want to make to everybody. If you are doing it, you feel me, it's only going to be as good as the people that's in there. So just like you can have bad one-on-one sex, you can have bad group sex. All right? That's a no-brainer, you feel me? If everybody in the group session, you know what I'm saying, everybody's busted, nobody looks good, everybody's, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, nobody's just on their A game, then of course it's not going to be good. It's great sex with one-on-one or one-on-one, but if everybody, I'm assuming for the purposes of this show, when I'm talking about it, when I say more is better, I'm assuming that everybody in there handling their business. You know what I'm saying? All the guys got decent-sized dicks. All the girls got some clean pussies. You feel me? Everybody's straight. Everybody's handling their business. So that's what I'm saying. Of course, just like you can have a bad lay one-on-one, you can have bad group sex if somebody is not up on their game. That's participating. So, when you said when you had the orgy or whatever, how was that one? Was that one good? Was that like
That was great.
That was great.
Mhm.
What happened at the orgy? You want to tell us about it?
It was one girl that didn't want anybody to touch her, but she wanted to eat everybody out. That was cool with me. There was one guy that got put out actually because he just didn't follow directions. I mean, there's certain rules that you have to follow.
Yeah, there is. And you should make those absolutely clear to everybody. Now, if you make the rules clear and somebody doesn't want to follow, then, you know, it's a wrap. Got to get put out. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you got a chick there who just all she wants to do is eat pussy and she don't want to get fucked, then you can't try and fuck her. She just doesn't want to do that. You feel me? Did she give you some head or what?
Yes, she did. It was wonderful. Immaculate. Great.
Great?
No complaints.
You know, since you've had guys and girls go down on you, which one is better? Girls, guys.
Now, I've had a guy that, I used to say girls, but I had a guy that that showed his ass, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, well, not literally showed his ass, but, you know, showed off and did the damn thing. So I'd have to say it's a tie in my book.
It's a tie. Okay.
I mean, like, me being bi, after I'm getting hit, I'm like, all right, I quite possibly want to please now. A guy can definitely do that.
Right. Exactly. Of course,
so,
you could.
Yeah.
The chick could have some other shit. Okay, so you was at the orgy, went down, it was good. You said if everybody's on point, you said that the group sex is better. More is better, basically. If everybody's on point, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you become married, or if you become married, do you think you would ever be able to swing? Would you swing with your I don't know if you're gonna marry a guy or whatever, but if you do marry a guy, would you be all right with your spouse or whatever? Would you be all right swinging with somebody that you care about like that? Like we're assuming that when I ask this question, you love your spouse and you're into him like that. You know, you're really into him. Would you be all right with swinging?
You know what? I can honestly say that I have done it before. Like, me and the guy I was dating, we went to the swingers party.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
First of all, did you care about him? Like, were you really into him?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so go ahead.
And, like, it's just certain boundaries and rules you have to set prior to... you doing this. Like, you can't say, oh, you can't be quiet. You can't go, oh, babe, I'm fine. It's okay. You can do what you want. And in the back of your mind, like, I know if he does such and such with this girl, I'm spazzing. You know, so
right.
as long as all the rules are clear and they're followed, and it's not like one side, like, oh, he can do everything in the book to me, but she can't do this and you can't, you know, then it's fine.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind doing it.
So you did go swinging with your boyfriend. So did he fuck another chick in front of you? How did that make you feel? Did you feel a ways about it or what? Or did you fuck her too or what? You really didn't care? Because when you had, I'm asking the question because swinging is a little bit different from just when you're single and you're doing some shit like that. You feel me? Because people, I know people who said they may have threesomes and they may do all that kind of shit, but they wouldn't do it with their spouse. Because it's a different level of love or whatever. They care more, and they couldn't watch them screw nobody else. You feel what I'm saying? So you said that you cared about him. You know, did you have love for him or whatever, and you still was able to watch him fuck somebody else like it didn't bother you or nothing?
Well, he did porn, so it really didn't bother me being there.
Okay,
watching
now here
porn.
We go. Right.
Yeah. So I guess that would be why I didn't mind.
So you literally had a boyfriend that was a porn star? Really? Really, really, Jeanette? Really, Twinkle? Really?
Yes.
I mean, you dated a porn star?
Yes.
Were you doing porn?
No. I don't see why people keep asking me that. Like, I've never done that.
I mean, because if you're not doing porn, I mean, I don't know these people who just date porn stars who don't do porn themselves. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why would you get into a relationship with them? It's kind of weird.
Because prior to me, like, it started out, we were just going to be sleeping together, and then our emotions got attached. So.
So you fell in love with a porn star. Okay. Of course, I had to give you that sound. So I guess you really wouldn't care if your significant other wanted to engage in group sex. You'd be down with it. You feel me? Right?
Yeah. Like. If it was anybody else, and you probably, and yeah, if it was like any regular person that didn't sleep with other people for a living, then I don't know how I'd feel about that because I wouldn't go into the situation going, oh, this is a job. That's how I went into that situation, just, oh, you
that wasn't a job, though. I mean, if you didn't film it and then it didn't get put on a DVD, then that wasn't a job. So I don't understand. That wasn't a job. That was, that was, that was just what it was.
Oh, no, I know that, but I went into the situation knowing that he wasn't emotionally attached to these people. It wasn't that he was trying to cheat on me or go behind my back. My whole thing is, if you're going to cheat or if you're going to do anything, I would rather you tell me that you're going to do it than, or that you have done it, and not try to hide it from me, because once you try to keep that secret, that means that, you know, you're ashamed.
That's why it's
of it
called cheating. That's why it's called cheating. Really?
I know that's why it's called cheating. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would rather you not cheat on me. Just go, hey, babe, I saw this chick, and I want to sleep with her. I know it's going to make you mad. And then it's my decision to either deal with it or go about my day. Like, I don't want to be put in a predicament where I'm...
And you're actually going to... Wait. So if a guy says that to you, you're actually going to contemplate? Is it an option? You know, will you contemplate not let him go ahead and fuck another chick? And are you really going to contemplate it, or... It would seem like 90% of women are going to be automatic. It's automatic. Like, that's why guys don't do that, Twinkle. That's why guys never come back and ask or say some retarded shit like that. Because 99% of the time, the woman is going to kick rocks. They'll tell you to kick rocks.
I mean, there's time when the guy that I went to swim club, he told me, you know, he wanted to see this chick, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's not about to happen. I mean, you can bring her home and we can do it, but you're not about to go do it by yourself.
Oh, so it's okay if he bring her home and you can fuck her too.
Yes.
It's all right. So he just can't fuck her by himself.
Yes.
I like it. All right. That's a deal. Yeah, I can live with that. I gotta bring her back home so we can both fuck her and say, okay, I can't fuck her one on one, but I can fuck other chicks with you. But I just gotta bring them home and let you get some pussy too. That's basically where we're at with it, right?
I'm sorry.
I said if you got a boyfriend, he can fuck other chicks as long as he bring her home and you get you some of it too. But right?
Yeah. Okay.
But hey, I'm not mad at you. And if more women took that stance, you'd have a lot less quote-unquote cheating going on. I'm just saying, ladies. Everybody's on the phone lines. How y'all doing? What's up? Everybody's listening to me out there on at www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. Everybody listening to the podcast. I think you just heard it. She said it best. If you do swing that way, you know what I'm saying, just tell your boyfriend or whoever that he can get some pussy. Just make sure she look good and bring it home. And hey, everything's all fair, right? I like it. More women should be like that. More women should take that stance. Twinkle, hold on a second. Let me get to, I got people hitting the number one, and I don't understand what the problem is. What is the problem? What is the problem, everybody? What does everybody have a problem with what Twinkle said? Everybody has a problem with it, I guess.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a problem with it at all. I gave you applause for it. I said that's what's up. So since you've already done it, before I go to the next question, is there any kind of like group fantasy or some kind of group sex that you would like to have that you've never done? Like, you know, fuck two guys at the same time, or you
I've
know what I'm saying?
Well, I've done a lot. I've done that. I've done two girls. I've done multiple girls and one guy. I've done multiple guys and one girl. Well, it wouldn't be one girl, it was two, because me and another one. So I really don't have fantasies, because if I want to do it, I make it happen. Like, I have friends that come to me and go, yo, I want to have a threesome, can you make it work? I'm now, you know, the go-to person for threesomes, so.
What's your phone number again? Oh, I got it on the switchboard. You know what I'm saying? So hit me up if you ever come to Atlanta.
I'm actually from down there. My daughter's father will be moving to Atlanta, I believe he said, next month. So I'll be down there next month. So
look me up.
I was down there. You'll be the first person I call after I get off the plane. Well, after I drop the kids off.
Wow. Hey, just bring a friend.
My first group thing was down there. It was in Savannah, Georgia. So yeah.
Really?
Shout out to Savannah. Shout out to all the ladies down there.
Right. What it was? Savannah getting in like that, huh?
That's how I became who I am. I swear, okay. It was Savannah's fault.
Savannah.
Get it in. All right, stay on the line. Stay on the line, Twinkle. I got people raising their hand. We're going to get to them, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, stay on the line. Key, what it do? Key. Okay, I'm going to Key's line, and she's not saying anything. Hello?
Oh,
Key?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I got you now. You must have had the phone on mute or something. I don't know. What's up? What's popping? Uh-oh. She hung up. I lost her. Next caller. Shay. What
hey.
Is it? What's going on, Shay? What's popping?
Hello?
What's popping?
Oh, not much. I had to get my hands dry before I picked up the phone.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know what it is. Episode 139. More is always better. We're talking about group sex. I guess Kia chimed back in. I guess she must have dropped the signal. I'll go back to her line. So we had Twinkle on the phone.
She might have been busy.
Yeah, you know, you never know. yeah, you know what I'm saying? So Twinkle's on the line. And also, hold on, let me open up Twinkle's mic. Twinkle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, keep your background
low. Hi, Twinkle. Hi, honey. Hi. How are you? Good.
Right. Look, so she's somewhat of an expert, but I got to ask you the question, Shay. I got to ask you the question. I see you, Key. I'm going to come back to you. I went ahead and went to Shay, and I'm going to come back to you. Okay, how do you feel about group sex, Shay? That's the first thing. How do you feel about it in general? Is it gross? Maybe sort of? Have you ever done it? Well, how do you feel about group sex?
I don't think group sex is gross. I think it can be fun with the right people.
With the right people. Of course, everything is incumbent, everybody, upon it being the right people. You can't just do it with anybody. Just like you can't have one-on-one sex with just anybody. All right?
Yeah.
Can
I say one thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Uh-huh. There's a difference. You can have great sex with one person, and then when that one person gets, you can have great sex with a group, with multiple people one-on-one, and if you put those one-on-one people in a group, it could still be horrible. So, just
yes,
words to the wise, when selecting the group of people that you are going to engage into group sexual activities with, make sure that all of them get along, all of them mesh well.
Right.
Because if not, you're going to have some issues.
Exactly, exactly. A very good point, because everybody, I think the first and foremost thing about it is everybody needs to come in there knowing rules, knowing what's popping, and actually want to be there. Nothing worse than somebody's kind of like, say if you're in some kind of group situation and somebody kind of had to really kind of talk into it. Like you kind of want everybody in there to be about it. You feel what I'm saying? And here to have fun and here to actually do the damn thing. You never want people in there that need convincing and shit like that. That shit right there is just the worst shit. You know what I'm saying? Shay, you said group sex is, you don't feel like it's bad. You feel like it can be fun. Have you yourself ever engaged in group sex?
Yeah, kind of.
Huh? Kind
but of? What I did, I don't think it was like, I guess technically it could be considered a threesome, but whenever I see threesomes on porn and stuff like that ain't what happened. It wasn't nothing like that.
Okay, so we'll get it. We'll was it? I guess you're saying it wasn't good then. Is what you're saying? I'm saying the name of the episode is More Is Always Better. So you're going with you did it and it wasn't that good, so it wasn't necessarily better.
It wasn't. It was like all three of us weren't doing things. It was like one person did this and then one person did that. And it was like, I didn't know what the hell I was doing anyway, first of all. So it was like my friend was like coaching us what to do. So it was very choreographed. I don't think it's really supposed to be like that.
I mean, well, are you trying to compare it to like, I'm just saying, are you trying to compare your experience with people? You got people in the room who've never done it and you're trying to make it pop off like a, porn star. I mean,
no, she had done it. She was
but
like,
you've never done it. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
I mean, I didn't know what to. I was like, yeah, okay, let's try whatever. And, you know, we was drunk and stuff, so.
I mean, you can't really expect for it to pop off like the pros do if everybody in the room ain't a pro, right? What do you think?
Yeah, that's not exactly what I meant, though. No, I guess, like, when you think about, okay, like, you might want to do something, your fantasy, that wasn't my fantasy. I'll put it like that. But it wasn't nothing like, yeah, it just wasn't good, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what kind of fantasy do you have? That's one of the questions. If you
just
do
like being interactive. I mean, not just like okay. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean?
So you weren't in. So you, I'm trying to understand what it is that you're actually saying went down. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, the girl just kind of like, well, you know, she went down. We had like a taste test, I guess you were, what you could say. Me and my
taste
boyfriend.
Test?
And,
really?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Twinkle? Did you hear that?
They wanted to see who could eat the best. So I was like, okay, because, I mean, she was a mutual friend of ours or whatever. So, you know, I was like, okay, well,
wait, was it all girls? Was it any guys there? No guys?
It was one guy. I mean, it wasn't going to be more than one guy.
Okay, so, well, it could be, but I'm just saying.
Well,
it wasn't.
Yeah, it could be, but not for me.
Okay, so, because it sounds like it just was
kind
of
she got up and left. Like, one time, the girl got up and left. So, I guess it was like, you know, once me and him started getting it in, she got up and left. I don't think, I mean, isn't everybody supposed to stay in the same room and, like, participate?
Was that his boyfriend, or was that her boyfriend?
That was my boyfriend.
And so, okay, so I was wondering, because, you know, that could have been a situation where they thought they could handle their boyfriend or whatever.
No. So that's why I was like, I could see it if it was me getting up and leaving, but she left. So I was like, okay, and then she changed her mind. I mean, you know, we did half of it, and then she decided she didn't want to do any more. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't going to try to, like, convince her. So I was like, well, okay, well, let me finish up here, and then we'll go see what's up with her.
So in general, would you say yes or no? Do you think that more is always better as far as what the episode is named? Is more always better?
Yeah, like I said, with the right people. I think it just wasn't a good – it was not a good selection. I'll say it like that because, I mean, you know, I've been in other situations where stuff didn't go down, but, you know, if it had, it probably would have been a better situation than what that was.
Okay. All right. So do you think people well, you already answered that already. I'll go to the next question. Do you think if you were married or anything like that, if you had a real boyfriend or something, do you think you could swing with him? If you cared about them, if you had feelings for the person, do you think that you could engage in group sex with that person?
Again, it would kind of like depend on the people involved. I mean, like, I would have to pick them out, too. I mean, I couldn't just be like, okay, well, bring this chick home. Like, no, we both going to have to agree on the same person or whatever.
Right.
Can't be one of them kind of things like, oh, well, you know, well, I met this chick at the club. You know, I'm coming home. No, it's going to have to be something that's talked about before 10 minutes you walking in the door with her kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's definitely – swinging is not the same thing as it's just, you know, going to an orgy, you know, just going – you know, it's like when you have – when you swing, you kind of – plan it, kind of. You kind of know, you feel me, and then you kind of know what the other person likes and dislikes and shit, and you feel me. And it's a little more planned, of course, because, you know, it's just different. You know what I'm saying? So, but you saying that you would actually swing with your spouse?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it because, you know, I think it just adds a little spice. I mean, to me, another female in a situation is like, I mean, not like a toy, but it's like it's just something else fun to do. I mean,
it's more.
It just adds a little extra something. It doesn't take away from, you know, whatever you're doing. It's just a little something extra.
Right. What were you going to say, Tweek?
It's like a toy. You can go ahead and call it a toy. Cause that's exactly
I mean, I didn't want to belittle a person or anything, but that's how I saw it, you know, in my past situation. Okay. It was just like, okay, she's just something extra.
She's just...
I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like she's going to be there every night. She was just something to do.
She's just something extra. You gonna treat him like a
toy? Just a little
like
something extra.
I mean, Twink,
I mean,
you know, look at it like that, Twink. Like, you treat it like a toy? See him like a toy?
I mean, that's in all honesty, that's what she would be. It's because at the end of the day, he's still going home with me. So
exactly.
You're like a day at Disney World, and then he lives, you know what I mean, with me. So, fun's over. Okay, bye. See you later, Mickey Mouse.
That's interesting. That's an interesting way to look at it, I guess. Just like if you guys were to bring a sex toy from the sex shop into the mix, hey, bring another person. You know what I'm saying? Spice up the relationship. No, I'm serious. I think if you look at it like that, then when you swing, you feel me, it won't be as bad. It doesn't look as bad, I guess.
Well, see, that's how I saw it. Since it was my boyfriend, like, he was like, for his birthday, he wanted a threesome for his birthday. And that year, I was like, wasn't really feeling it because I was like, I don't know about that. And then I was like, well, okay, well, yeah, let's try it. That might be fun or whatever. I was like, and we had a mutual friend that was by and that she was like cool and, you know, it wasn't going to be no shit about it or whatever. So I was like, okay, well, next time we all go out, you know, we'll see if she's cool or whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so last question, Shane. I'm gonna, 'cause I got other people, got a couple people raising their hand. Last question, you kind of, I started to let you answer it, but you really didn't get into it. If you ever had a group sex fantasy, what would it be like? Explain if it did go down the right way. You feel me? How would it really pop off in your ideal situation?
I think it would be like two girls on one guy. That would be like my, you know, group sex fantasy. Not like, you know, one girl with one guy, one girl with one guy, and then, you know, a girl doing something. I think it would be fun and interesting if, like, we were all doing stuff at the same time.
Uh-huh. So would you, like, eat her pussy while he fucking you from the back?
Maybe. That could be a possibility.
Uh-huh. Would you, you know, kiss her while, you know what I'm saying, she's riding his face and you're riding his dick?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm asking because, you know, I mean, this is your fantasy. I'm just trying to get it out of you. It sounds like you still really don't kind of sort of maybe want to answer the question. But it's okay.
Well, I mean, it's like once you get into the situation and, uh-huh, you know, it's like, you know, whatever goes. So it's like, I can't like really pre-rehearse it. It's like, you know, I know what I'm open to.
No,
it's
like
a
fantasy.
You know,
that's what I mean. You know, you be playing with your toy and you be fantasizing that threesome or some shit like that. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was asking you. Like, what do you see in your brain when you fantasize that? Out.
Yeah, I see it all. I see it all. Just everything going down. I'm afraid. Right. I see it all. In my fantasy, yeah, I see it all. So.
Okay. All right. Hey. I like it. And like I said, if you just look at, like she said, if you just look at the, if you go out and you want to swing or whatever and, you know, you bring another person or people, just look at them as like toys. I mean, a lot of people say, well, you need to spice up your sex life and do all this kind of shit, and they'd be like, you know, you need to go to the sex shop and do all this kind of stuff. Well, like Twin said, like Shay said, just think of them as another toy and get it in. All right, Shay. You think I gotta stay on the line. We'll get back to you. I'm pretty sure that if it even gets that far, this whole show should get out of control in a minute.
One big after party.
It's probably out of control at this point already.
Stay
on the line.
I think it is.
Stay on the line. Key. Okay.
Hey.
What's happening? Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. You know, people are freaky. I got a lot of people on the phone line. A lot of people have dialed in. Last night, I talked about something, and I had about 32 people on the line at one point. I'm almost up to that right now. I don't know, you people. You damn people. That's why I fucked with you. Hey, 100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100. I love these kind of shows. It's so much fun to me. More is better. Group sex, episode 139. We got Key on the line. Key. Also, I got my homegirl Twink on the line. So she's a pro at this shit. I decided to leave her phone line open. She's a pro at this shit. She's done everything. I'm gonna leave her.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah. And so I got Twink on the line. So I'm gonna leave Twink mic open. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? She can relate.
I'm giving classes at the end of the show.
Give me a personal class when you get to the A. Anyway. no, really. Really. Okay. How do you feel? How do you feel, Key? How do you feel about group sex? Three or more people. Do you think it would be more? If you have done it, do you think it would be more? Would be better? How do you feel about it in general?
I have never done it. Uh-huh. However, I don't think it's like a nasty. I don't, you know, it's like shit. Whatever floats your boat.
Uh huh. Okay. So you're not really opposed to it. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. So you said that you haven't engaged in it, but would you?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Interesting. You know what I'm saying. You feel me? Certain questions. I got certain questions for people who have done it, and certain questions for people who haven't. So questions 4 and 5 you can't answer because you haven't done it yet. But I jump down to 6 and 7. Well, first of all, if you were married, you said you would do it. Would you do it when you do it? If you could do it, you feel me? Do you plan on doing it? That's the question. Do you plan on doing it? Would you ever really? Is it in your plans, or if it's just one of the things that if it happens, it happens.
I think I'm going to do it so I can, you know, just say I've done it just for the experience.
Okay. So you plan on doing it. when you do it, could you do something like that with a boyfriend, or would it be with somebody? Who would you do it with? How would you would you prefer it with a boyfriend or just a friend, or how would you go about doing it with another chick, or how would you go about doing it?
I think if it was like a boyfriend type situation, it would be like very sporadically, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't even if he could even talk me into doing it, but uh-huh. Yeah, it would kind of be like a sporadic type thing, like if he want for his birthday or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I might be down. I'll probably go ahead and give it to him.
Okay. Hey. Great birthday gift. You can't beat that birthday gift, ladies. You want to give your guy the best birthday gift he ever fucking had? Bring him another chick. All the cologne in the world can't beat it. You ain't even got to send him on a cruise. A trip to Vegas can't beat it. Nothing. Bring another chick home. I think you'll be able to beat that one. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So let me ask you one more question. Since you said that you haven't done it, but you would, you feel me? When you fantasy in your brain, how do you envision it going down? What would it be? Would it be you and a guy, two guys? What would it be?
No, not the two guy thing. It would probably be two girls and a guy, and everything gonna go down.
everything
like what
down?
I know I'm doing in the bedroom. Yeah, I'm no holds barred.
But it's not a normal thing you do in the bedroom because you got another person in the room.
That's
so it's not
right.
Gonna be. It's not gonna be.
They just give me. That's just a little more work. That's all.
A little more work. Like kind of like another toy. Do you agree with Twink when she said it's just like having another toy in the room?
No, I'm gonna do it like it's another person, another man. it's a woman. Yeah.
Oh. He gonna get the business then. He gonna get the business then.
She gonna get the business.
They gonna get the business. The both of them. Okay.
Both of them.
I so just keep me in mind if you ever decide. hey, listen everybody. I'm just saying. You know, all these hot chicks on the phone talking about they might or they wanna. I'm just saying. You know, if you just need, somebody that you might wanna just, bring into the fold, hit me up. Hit me up. I'm with it.
I keep that in mind.
I'm just saying. All right. So you said that you would do it with a boyfriend just sporadically. I dig that. You don't think that the feelings you have for him or whatever would hinder you from swinging? Cause that's what it is.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't really know because I've never been put in that situation. I never even had anybody to ask me to do anything like that. So, I mean, but I'm pretty level headed. I think
you never
I
had a man. You never had a boyfriend. You never had
never.
A boyfriend try you like that ever.
Never. Ever, what? Never, ever, ever. Because I've been
with
him, like, you plus somebody else, they barely can handle me.
Oh, shit.
Right, yeah.
They
can
I highly doubt that was the reason why they didn't ask you. You might, did you tell them what you just said? Did you let them know that you would be with it?
No.
Okay, then.
They just never even approached me. They never even talked to me about it, but they know.
That's probably why.
You a freak, though. You real freaky, so it's like, would you try this? You pretty freaky.
Well, let's be clear about one thing here. People can say they freaky or whatever, but doing a threesome and that's you got levels of freakiness. Come on, everybody, follow me.
Okay.
Levels of freakiness.
Either way, they've never approached me, and I never caught any of them cheating either. So I ain't. So either way. It must have been good, just the way it was.
I think they didn't, but I highly doubt the reason they didn't ask you was because they just didn't know that you would be with it. I doubt
they might have been scared. They might have been scared if I get the other person in there. They can be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You're doing them better than you do me.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go with the craziness, everybody. Here we go
with
the craziness.
That's not crazy. I'm just going to make it memorable. If I do, what's the point if you're not going to make it memorable?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. If you're going to do something like that, once again, everybody, more is always better, and I feel that way, and I'm speaking from experience, all right? I've kicked it with women who are great. I've had, what? What'd you say?
Go ahead, freak. Yeah.
Are you calling me a freak? After the conversation that we had at... How about we freaks?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it on the phone, though, during other people's blog talk shows.
That's a long story.
Yeah, after party. We'll talk about that in after
how
party.
How long is your show? We might have time.
That's
after
a long,
party. That's
a long story. You don't even know what happened. You don't know what happened. It's a long story.
Okay.
So my point is, there's different levels of freakiness, okay? Just, somebody can be a Stone Cold Freak 101, but they may not be able to do a threesome or something, or a group sex, mainly because they may not be comfortable with, like you said, if you want to do it with two girls and a guy, well, every woman may not necessarily be able to do it with another woman. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're going to do it, everybody, the more inhibitions and more rules that you have, she can't do this, he can't touch
it's
that.
It's less fun.
Can't suck that. Mm-hmm. You might as well don't even fucking do it. Just keep it one-on-one. Because you're not really getting the full experience if you got all these rules and regulations and shit. You feel what I'm saying? If you're going to go into it. That's all I'm saying. All right. Stand by, Key. Because I got a lot of people.
Will do.
And I'm going to get
Listen.
You. All right? Stand by.
Listen.
Huh? Go ahead, Twink.
I'm going to call back in about 30 minutes. I found the zone. I'm going to call his show. So
all right.
That's
going to
be your expert witness will be back.
All right. When I see you call back in, I'll get you back on.
All right.
All right. 347, welcome everybody to the show. Wow, so many people just want to talk about, or maybe some of you motherfuckers are being noticed. If you're calling this particular show because somebody that you know that calls this show, and you just want to sit your fucking nosy ass on my phone line and don't hit the number one, and you just want to see if such and such call and what they fucking say, you nosy motherfucker. Because I don't recognize all these numbers. I don't know you people. Thanks for calling the show, though. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. More is better. Yeah. Episode 139. Group sex. That's what we're talking about on K100 Internet Radio, all right? By all means, if you're listening on the phone line, please feel free, if you're bold enough, to hit the number one. All right? Don't just sit back and listen to everybody and sit over there and beat off all night. Please. Getting your phone all sticky and shit. Ruby Candy, then Michigan girl. And then I see a 770, then a 678, and a 212, and a 912. I'm coming to everybody. I got a whole another hour left. All right. Ruby Candy's on the line. I suspected as much.
Hi. Why are you saying like that? I didn't even know what the topic
is. No. I'm not saying it in a bad way. Actually, now you become my expert witness. my Twink is gone. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So you could be my expert witness now that Twink is off the air. You feel me? Of course, you know. Ruby Kane is also a blog talk coach. You feel me? So if she can keep the background noise down, you feel me? I'm going to let her shout out her show, and also I'm going to keep her mic open because I extend that courtesy. I didn't do it to Ruby a couple of times, but that's because she came in at the end of the show.
That's in my phone. I'm going to need for you to send out your music because I do want to interview you Monday.
Okay.
First interview. I had that set up. I don't want nobody to interview first, but Blizzum first. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to definitely we'll get that cracking. I'll do it on Monday. We'll have that popping. So y'all stay tuned for that particular show for Ruby Candy's show. All right. Episode 139, Ruby. More is better. First of all, is more better to you?
Yes.
So I don't even have to ask you how do you feel about group sex because I know you well and I know you fucking love it.
Yes, me and my ex, we used to always bring in another person and just to have, you know, a little playtime, you know.
Did you treat him like a toy? Was it like a toy? Having an extra toy in the room or, you know?
Man, hey, I treated them like what I brung them in for, just to basically dog the fuck out of them, something that I couldn't do to my ex, I did it to them.
I couldn't put a strap on
and fuck my ex. So, you know, hey, if I wanted the rough thing, you know, I wanted to, you know, just take out all the frustration and just, you know, just to get it and I got it and hey.
Okay. You're right.
Yes.
People are crazy. All the 2 hours. I'm coming to everybody on the phone line. Please be patient. I get to all my callers. Everybody, ask anybody. I always do. Even if at some point, just if you can hang on, I'm coming. So, Ruby, let me ask you these questions then.
Okay.
Well, you already answered the three of them real quick. What about you? Actually, you asked the four of them because I was going to ask you if it was a spouse or something, and you said it was with your ex. And so, obviously, you've done it with somebody that you was in a relationship with, and you swung and all that. It's so much stuff that I can ask you.
Well, just ask me, Blizzard. Just ask me.
when you engaging in the group sex like type shit, you know, who do you like to be dominant? Do you like to run the show,
yes.
Or are you kind of like, you like to run the show?
Yes, because like my 18th birthday, I had a birthday party, and it wasn't nothing but 13 females, okay. And we all got it in.
13 females and
yes.
All y'all. I mean, how did that go down? What was happening? Was
it was for my birthday. It was for my birthday.
So yeah, no dick in the room. So it's 13 females, no dick. So I'm assuming it's plenty of strap-ons in the building.
Yeah, it was plenty of toys. Yes, we spent a lot of money. Yes, at Spencer's, it was a lot of toys.
Uh-huh.
A lot of creams and different type shits. Yeah.
Did you come a lot? It's, a lot of people say
yes,
when you have
I came
sex, you
a lot.
Up,
I came a lot. We had the room for 2 days. And yes,
really?
I was coming out dust.
Oh my god. So have you done it with a guy in the room? Yeah, have you?
No.
So,
I do want to do that. I do want to do that.
Right. So all of your group sex has always been with females. You never
mm-hmm.
had a guy.
No.
And I don't know, people. You know what I'm saying? You know, with me personally, I prefer group sex with, like, no other guy. I'd like to be the guy in the room. You know what I'm saying?
If it's a whole
bunch of females, if it's like 10, 13 females, I'm gonna need some more meat in the room. I gotta have some help in this. What nigga can handle 13 motherfuckers?
That's why you should have, you know, like the toys.
Right.
You know, have the dominant female, you know, shit, hey, what you know, when you're doing one and you know somebody else is doing that thing and hey. So
y'all was sick, y'all was like somebody riding somebody's face and then somebody eating somebody's pussy.
It was like a couple of females licking one person. You know,
you have two girls eating your pussy at the same time?
Yes. It was like three of them down there.
Did you come twice as hard?
Whoa. Hey, that was the first time I knew I could skeet.
Wow. So the next thing that you're going to try... So I guess I could ask you, you basically jumped all the way to the last question. If you had another group sex fantasy, what would it be? You said you want to do it with the guy in the room next time?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you envision that going down? What is it that you want to happen in this fantasy of yours?
I don't know. I was thinking about taking a boat trip somewhere. And, you know, it's just like me and a couple of homegirls, you know, hey, I told them, you know, a couple of homegirls, and, hey, we all get it in. And, you know, just one man coming in there just swinging his penis, you know.
Sounds like a cruise. I'm asking you specifically, like, if the guy was in the room, what would you want to do? What would you want to happen in the room? Like, would you want the guy to, like, would you, are you going to suck
want,
some dick? Are
yeah,
you going to
get
fucked
get,
by the
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, I want
to
get fucked. Yeah, I do. I said it on K100. Yes, I do. I want
okay,
to get fucked. Yes,
I all right,
I want
tell me,
to,
I know,
you
know,
yeah,
you know,
I,
like,
hey,
guys.
I would, yeah, I want to do a doggy style while I'm licking another female's pussy or, you know, licking her pussy and then fingering another girl's, you know, hey.
And there you have it, K100. There you have
Thank
it. You know
I got you, boo boos. I got
whoa,
you.
Whoa! Hey, let me open up key line. If you want to take
I ain't scared no more, honey. I ain't scared
You're
no
scared.
More.
Okay.
Oh my God.
The drain released you from your fear.
Yes. And
so
I heard what she was saying on here, too. I heard
you. Do you want to do a threesome with Key?
Huh?
You do a threesome with Key?
Yeah, threesome with Key and Shay.
Wow.
We have two other ones that's not on
Shay.
Here right now.
Shay.
But, hey,
Shay.
If LL wants to join in, LL can join in, too.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
Michigan girl, she can join in too.
Well, matter of fact, she's on the line. Michigan girl. I'm coming to everybody else on the line. Michigan girl.
What?
Ruby said she wants to fuck you, Key, Shay, and LL at the same time. Is there any chance in hell that could happen, people? I'm just curious. No chance. Okay.
You just want to be there recording.
You said no chance, but they're not saying anything.
Everyone's going to get up and float away.
It's just like putting the lion off in a den with a whole bunch of meat. That motherfucker gonna eat it.
I'm the lion.
You would lose your mind. That's like cotton candy, all that melting all around.
Hey, you know what? Hey, I've done it before and I'll do it again.
You only live once.
Is
anybody else? Everybody's listening, and I bet they're sitting like, what the fuck?
It's the after party early.
Don't you wish you had friends like me? Don't you wish you had friends like me? I know you do, you jealous motherfucker. Hold on, ladies. Let me close everybody's mic real quick. Let me shut everybody down. Let me take these calls back one to one. All right, Ruby, stay on the line, but mute your background for me,
okay,
all right?
Okay, I got you.
All right. Next up was Michigan Girl, who was up next. And 770-832, you feel what I'm saying? That order, okay? But I still got Ruby Candy's mic open, so but if you can, Ruby, you can chime in. Michigan Girl, that's who's on the line still. Michigan Girl.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 139, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. More is always better.
Uh-huh.
group sex.
What the hell?
My bad.
Yeah, okay, you're supposed to just be co-hosting. You're supposed to be co-hosting, Ruby. Wait a minute. Okay. Michigan girl, why I got you on the line? you're going to be on the line all night. What do you feel about group sex? How do you feel about it?
I mean, I've never done it, but I don't necessarily see anything wrong with it if that's what you want to do.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Now, you said you never engaged in it. Would you engage in it? You said you never done it. If that's what you want to do, do you think that you could do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still the right kind of situation, I think I could do it.
Okay.
Oh, dang it, Ruby.
You got Ruby excited over there. She's like, yes. Yes. So what would be those right circumstances then? What would be that?
I mean, like, if it was like a chick, you know, I was cool with it, she was attractive, and, you know, and then honestly, at this point, I don't think I could do it with, like, my boyfriend, my husband, or something like that. So it has to be, you know, a guy that I'm cool with and a chick that I'm cool with, and then it could go down.
Already.
Okay. So let me ask you this, though. I noticed that you said you couldn't do it with a boyfriend or something. Why not? What's the difference?
I mean, I just don't think I could do it with a boyfriend. Now, you know, once I've done it and I see how it is, then maybe. But, you know, until you do it, you kind of have, like, preconceived notions about it. And I just think if I'm in love with somebody and we like that, I just don't think I would want to see him, like, fucking another chick and all of that. But then again, like I said, if I ever do it or once I finally do it and then I see how it is, then I might change my mind and be like, oh, like I heard somebody say, oh, it's just like having an extra toy is no big deal. But because I've never done it, I just don't think I can do it, like, with my boyfriend or husband or something like that.
Okay. And I just want to say to that particular point right there, if you're saying that you can't watch him do nobody else or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? I think at the end of the day, the problem that people may have with that particular part of it is, if they feel like the guy might go back and do the shit and fuck the chick without him or whatever, or maybe it might just, may feel like, oh, that's you might be on some shit like, that's my dick and I can't see nobody else getting it or whatever. I know a lot of times, oftentimes, you'll have more guys that'll say, hell no, I can't watch my chick fuck another dude, like, type shit. So I can understand when women say they don't want to do a threesome with somebody that they care about. You feel me? Because I'm a guy. Do I really want to swing with my wife? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, add spicy to it, but I can see myself, and I know it's selfish. People say this is selfish all the time, but it's just how guys see it. I can see myself more so doing it with me and her and another chick or whatever, but I just couldn't envision me and another guy just fucking the hell up my wife, like my wife sucking another dude's dick while I'm fucking her. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't. So I respect it when girls, when women say they can't do that. You feel me? So I dig that. I understand that totally. You feel me? But like you also said, until you try it, it may not be that serious. You feel me?
Well, in that case, you just might as well just go out and buy you a dildo and let your husband fuck the shit out of you with that and while you sucking his dick.
Hey, Ruby. But see, I had an ex that kept trying to pressure me to do it, and I told him I wasn't with it. It was only one dude, one ex, and he kept trying. I was like, look, I ain't with it, especially because he wanted, like, one of my best friends. And I was like, dude, for real, I'm about to break up with you because you just want to fuck my homegirl. He was like, no, I mean, it's just...
Well, see, no, wait, let me stop. Hold up. See, that's the thing about it. Do you think it was because it was your homegirl? I mean, he wanted to have group sex with you and your homegirl. I wouldn't even want to do it. I wouldn't even approach my chick about fucking one of her friends. It's going to be some random chick. Like, it's going to be somebody else that, you feel me?
That's what I said. I was like, oh, so you just basically want to fuck my friend. So no, I'm just saying, I figured it would be, you know, you would want to be somebody you trust or whatever. And so he kept on. He was like, well, what about for my birthday? Oh, I was like, okay, I got something for you. And my birthday was coming first. I was like, all right, I'm going to agree to do it. I was like, but for my birthday, I want a threesome with you and another dude, and I get to pick the dude. He was like, hell fuck no. Get the whole damn thing. I was like, I thought so. Get your ass off somewhere.
Okay. All right. You didn't have to flip it back on him like that. You feel what I'm saying?
But, I mean, she did the smart thing, though. She did the smart thing because, think about it, I mean, it was her homegirl, so why not? If he wants to fuck her homegirl, how come she can't fuck one of his homeboys?
Right, and then the thing was, when I was trying to think about it, though, he didn't want to step away from the homegirl. I was like, well, I can't be a chick that we both agree on, you know, and whatever. No, because they might talk or whatever. I was like, see that,
you know what? That's, you know what? Fuck, okay.
Yeah!
My bad. See, that's for your fucking ex-boyfriend, because... Nigga, you don't see that? That's what he fucked up at. He probably could have got you to do it.
Yeah. Cause
you said you did say you kind of want to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I probably
right.
tried.
Yeah. So he could have got you to do it. See, when you pressure, if you listen, fellas, if you gonna try and talk your girl into fucking somebody else with you, please don't try and make it her homegirl, nigga. Really? Don't try and make it a homegirl, dog. Make it somebody else. Because then she gonna take it like you wanna fuck her. I mean, that's stupid. Why would you do that?
Right.
Why would you wanna, you know what I'm saying?
His excuse was, well, you know, we live in a small town and people talk, so we just pick some random chick. She might rub her mouth. I was like, shit, hell, we can go to Chicago, wherever. We could, shit, damn, if it's really that serious and you really wanna do it and I'm gonna do it, we could get a damn escort fight. I was like, but you so stuck on my friend. I was like, you wanna fuck my friend, you ain't slick, and you just think this a little slick way you can do it.
Right. I understand your point. I understand your point, right? You know what? I'm not even mad at you about that. I just don't think that's just retarded, man. I don't understand. Okay, let me get to the rest of these questions so I can get to all these callers. Cause that's
all right.
fellas, not your homegirl, not her homegirl, fellas. Damn. Use some common sense, man. Cause if you don't want to be somebody that you gotta always see. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna never, y'all can't never, the next time, anytime y'all have a get together, whatever, and you and that chick having any kind of extended conversation over there in the corner, it's gonna be looking, you're gonna have, you might as well do it with somebody that you don't really see hardly ever, maybe never again, often, or anything like that. All right?
Like me.
Yeah, she all in. Okay, next question. So you said you would do it and everything like that, you got into the thing about the boyfriend. If you did have group sex, if you did, how do you envision it going down? What would be the fantasy? How do you fantasize about it? Or, you know, how would you prefer it to go down? What would it be like?
Okay, I used to have this thing where I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to do whatever. I'm not touching her, and she can't touch me in third places.
Too many rules, but go ahead.
Yeah, too many damn rules.
Go ahead.
But I had a homegirl, and she tried it, and she actually admitted it. She was like, first time she did it, you know, she had all these rules, and it really wasn't all of that, and then she had to go back and do it again because she was like, hold on, if I'm going to do it, fuck it, I'm just go all in, and it's going to be what it's going to be. And so she was like, the second time was much better. So I was like, you know, like I said, at first and for a long time, I was like, if I ever do it, I got all these rules. But then I was like, well, shit, hell, if I'm going to do it, I might as well go all in, might as well be fun, and I'm going to do whatever I feel in the mood to do, and that'll be what it'll be. So, you know, I watched some porn with threesomes in it, so I was like, okay, maybe try that. Oh, no, that looks like that might hurt.
Try what? What's that? Try what? Try that. What is that? What's that?
Yeah, what is that?
What is
that?
Hey, you ain't
saying
I have to tell it all now.
You gotta keep. Hey, this is keep it
100. tell us that. What's that one thing that you really want to try?
Yeah.
What's the one thing you really want to try?
It's not really okay. You know what? One thing I might really want to try is like
getting
my pussy egg while I'm sucking his dick. I don't know. I just might
want to
try that one.
Well, what now? Do it again.
Getting my pussy egg while I'm sucking his dick. I don't know. I just might want to try that one.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that too. Especially getting appreciate. I like that part too.
Right. I like it.
You would like that one, Ruby. You would like that one. I'm just saying.
Hey.
I might want to try it.
So I'm going to tell you like I told everybody else. If you ever just feel the need, you know, you ever just really want to go about it, and, you know, you just need somebody, you know, somebody's dick to suck. You got my number. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you want somebody to eat your pussy? You got his number. He can get a hold of me.
Okay, I'll remember that for both of y'all. I'll put that in my mental Rolodex. And,
yeah, I'm just saying, you know, just in case.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really.
Okay.
Yeah, just in case you're tired of fantasizing.
Yeah. It ain't no fun if Candy and Blizzum can't have none. Just remember that.
You really trying to tag team a motherfucker with me. You hear? I like it. She really trying to tag team. All right. Stay on the line, Michigan girl. Let me get the rest of these damn calls.
All right.
770-892. You're on the air. What's popping?
I don't know if am I still on mute? Hello?
No, you're not on mute. You're on the air now.
Okay. I'm listening for your questions.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. We have a call. Episode 139, K1 Internet Radio. You did. More is always better. We're talking about group sex. Is more always better in your eyes? Caller, have you ever had group sex?
I have.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Off the top, is more better?
I'm not going to say more is better because I've had one-on-one sex that was better than the more.
Really?
Yes.
No, let me ask you this. And somebody said that earlier. But when I asked you that question, I'm assuming that when you had the group sex, everybody in the group sex was good. So have you ever had group sex where everybody that was in the group was good and it wasn't better than one on one? Because you can have group sex and everybody's not really up to par. But I'm talking about group sex with everybody handling their business.
Well, maybe that was the problem. Everybody in the group, you know, I was the only woman. It was two men, and both of them weren't up to par.
Okay. Ooh. What happened? One of them had a little dick, and one of them went away.
No,
what
just I think one of them had got kind of scared, you know, and he was having a little issue with, you know, keeping his thing apart. You know what I mean? So
right.
Just wasn't, you know, it just didn't go well.
Okay,
for
it didn't
him.
Go well. For him, it went well for you. So you was trying to like get fucked from the back and suck a dick at the same time, and it wasn't working out.
I mean, it wasn't working for him.
Oh,
no.
Okay. There's various reasons why they could go down. I don't know. You feel me? But so is that the only kind of group sex you ever had? You never done it with another woman in the room?
I mean, I've done it with multiple people in the room, but they weren't involved in what I was doing.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. It was kind of like an orgy, but everybody was like,
like one-on-one in, but people in the room kind of like? Is that what you mean?
I mean, I was in an atmosphere where everybody was doing their own thing. You know what I mean? But
oh,
they kind of
like trapeze, like kind of like?
Yeah, something, yeah, like something that? Like
okay.
That, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right, all right. Trapeze is a club, a swingers club in Atlanta. For everybody who don't know, this is a local Atlanta number. I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, to all you people out there on the phone lines that's calling me from all over the world and all over the country. I broadcast live from Atlanta. Atlanta has one of the probably the best swingers club. Well, I've only been to one. That's the only one I've been to, so I can't judge. You know what I'm saying? But I went to that one time a while ago, and it's a spectacle, and it's a sight to see. And yeah,
it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. You know what I mean? You should go. You should go. That's all I'm saying.
At least once.
At least once. Even if you don't want to, you don't have to like do it with other people. You could just go. And just watch and just check out the scene. I just say, I think everybody.
Or just let them watch you.
Yeah, yeah. Watch you. You feel me? Go with somebody, though. Don't, I mean, of course. Don't go by yourself. Definitely go with somebody. But it's like open and everybody's in there and they're like getting it in. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's what's popping. I had to mute Ruby because she's fucking washing dishes or some shit in the background. So anyway, Carla, let me get the rest of these questions for you. So could you envision yourself having group sex or something like that with a boyfriend or a husband or something like that? Or?
I can envision it. I can envision it with boyfriend or friend or fuck partner or whatever you want to call it.
Do you think?
Because I don't have a boyfriend, but I do have fuck partner.
Well, everybody can do it with a fuck partner. See, it's
okay,
nothing
but
it's a fuck
well,
partner.
I could put it to you like this. If I was in a relationship with someone and it's something that we both agreed on, I could see it going down like that.
Oh, okay. I don't know how many guys would really want to let their wife get banged by another guy in front of them.
Well, if it's not a mutual agreement, then
right.
We wouldn't do it.
Right, right,
but
right.
But I can definitely watch him do somebody else.
Well, that's what's up, then. I like it.
I don't think that would be a problem for me.
Okay. Hey, and I'm almost willing to bet you any amount of money it ain't gonna be a problem for him either. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a problem for him. You might need to start checking checking up on that guy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Little,
I
you know,
hear you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get it. You know, this is Atlanta. I'm just saying. All right. So what? Give me a fantasy that you would like to. It sounds like you've done everything so far.
No, I haven't done everything. No, I haven't done everything.
Give me a group fantasy that you would like to enact out.
I would like to see my partner banging somebody else while maybe I'm eating them out.
Oh, okay. So, wait a minute now. He's gonna bang her and you're gonna eat her out at the same time?
Yeah.
What kind of position is he going to do that in? How are you going to try that? Is he going to fuck up in the back?
Me and her could be in a 6'9 position.
Ah, interesting. So you're going to be on the bottom eating her. You're going to be on the bottom in a 6'9 position. She's eating you out. You eat her out, but then he kind of fucking her from the back.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time, fucking her from the back while you sucking her pussy and she's sucking your pussy.
Exactly.
Damn it, man. I didn't even try that one.
Well, maybe you should.
Yeah. I think I will. Yeah. Ruby. Where's Ruby? Where the hell is Ruby when you need her?
You muted her, remember?
Oh, no. Her number's gone. Damn it, man. Anyway, yeah. I like that one, though. That's a good one right there. Because if you're laying down, let's say you scoot toward the edge of the bed, and you're laying down with your head towards the edge, and then she's 69 and you, so her ass is on the edge, so he can really fuck her while you eat her pussy, and then she's eating your pussy, so everybody pretty much getting it in.
Exactly.
And she's getting double whammy because she's getting the clit attention with the penetration. So she
exactly.
Probably comes everywhere. So, once again, my number, if you need it, I hope you can call this show, or you can hit me up if you don't have my number. If you need anybody to help you out with that particular scenario, feel free. Holler at me. I'm here to help fulfill fantasies, everybody. Just let me know. K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for calling, caller. All right.
Okay.
Man, she gave me. Geez, hey, that was a great idea. I think I like it. All right. Next caller, 832, and then I see 856.
Hey.
Oh, this is like Lexi Poo. What's happening?
I'm good. Chilling.
What's going on? Yeah, I know folks' numbers now. Episode 139, you did? More is always better. We're talking about group sex. Yes, this is one of these out of control, off the chain K100 shows. You feel me? Hold on, Ruby's back. Hey, Ruby.
I heard the whole thing. I'm down with it, too. Give her my number, too.
Hey, Ruby.
Hey.
Hold on. Hey, she's still alive. You want to give her your number? No, I'm just saying. Hey,
Ruby. 5-8-L-2-4-5. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she did come up with a great idea. I think I like it. I think I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like that too.
I didn't try that one. That one
yes.
I really didn't. I never did that. Mm.
Yes. All right, I never did it either.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Lexi Poo. Oh, Lexi Poo.
Hey.
What's
hey,
poppin'?
I'm here. Hi,
okay.
Lexi Poo. Hey,
you sound
honey.
You sound a little tired. You got to crank it up a little. Crank it up a notch.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Episode 139, group sex. How do you feel, Lexi Poo, about group sex?
My last four boyfriends wasn't having that shit.
They weren't having it? Like what you mean?
Well, I mean, they wanted to like have a threesome or whatever, but it's like one of the girls before me, it was always with my best friend, Geraldine. Like, everybody always... Oh my goodness! That's just how it is.
Best friend is like.
Well, she been on my profile picture or whatever, but that's
fine.
My homegirl. And
fine,
like,
right?
I wouldn't, huh?
She fine, basically.
Yeah, she fine. And like
okay.
Everybody always, because I've only had five partners, and so four of them were my boyfriends, so I'm not really that big on fucking. A lot of people I do fuck a lot with my man or boo or whatever, but it's like. I don't know. I mean, I've been in the room while, one of my homegirls was having sex, and I was in the back seat, and, one of them type things.
That's not what we're talking about. That is not what we're talking about.
But I've never been just, like, in a group orgy.
Never did a threesome or anything like that, right?
No, now don't get me wrong. Like, I go all out when it's me. I really don't feel like it's a need, but it's really not about needing the other person.
Let me tell you
something.
About wanting another person. Hold on. Stop right there. I was waiting for somebody to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't give a shit how good your pussy is, how good you suck dick. You can never fuck with two motherfuckers sucking that dick,
okay? Well, that's what I was about to say. I was like, it's not about needing, it's about wanting and about experiencing that. I mean,
right.
That's what I was about to say, Blizzle, before you cut me
off. I'm just saying, because it sounds like you said it was never a need. It may not be a need.
Well, not
a
need, but it could be a...
He may not need it, but I'm saying, yeah. I understand.
I was getting there, Blizzle.
Okay, all right. Because even the women that I had threesomes with were standalone by themselves, outstanding. You feel what I'm saying?
I've been to an orgy party in Houston, like the little spots, the little, by invite. And I actually went to an older party or whatever. One of my ex-boyfriends took me, and, these people there had, like, money. It was nice. Like, it was like from a Zane book or some shit. And I watched other people, and, people watch us, but I just couldn't. I can't have my man, like, I'm sorry. I mean, that's me.
All right, well that's one of the questions, because one of the questions that I ask is, If you did do group sex or thought about it, could you do it with your boyfriend or whatever? And so a lot of women don't feel that way. I think Michigan Girl also said she has an issue with doing it with her man or whatever. She couldn't watch her man fuck somebody else or whatever.
The thing about that, I think that I could. Even if it's a boyfriend or a guy friend that I have feelings for or whatever, I could experience it with another female, honestly. If, like, we were going to get serious one day, we got to do something before we just, like, make it official. You feel me? Not with my husband. Hell no. I'm sorry. But
he's going to be your husband at some point.
But my fiance or something. Yeah. Like, and I got a fantasy. Like, that's going to have to happen before I get married. Like, I'm big on this older woman kick. Like, I'm just 22, so shit, it ain't too much,
Uh-huh.
I'm really big on this older woman kick. Like, I would love
how
it.
How old do they have to be?
I mean, like, somewhere, like, they can be up to 45. Like, except anywhere between 27 and 45 at that period of time.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to say at least 5 years older than me. Like, I would love that just to see him do her and for her to do me and me to eat her out. You know, because, I mean, I've had sex with a girl before. You know, I guess I can count them as my partners. But, I mean, I've been a girl out before. But I
don't know how the fuck you go to that. Like,
but I have, and so, I mean, but that's how I know what I don't like and what I do like, because I've tried it. But, I mean, I would love that. So, you know, him to fuck me or fuck her while she's out. You know, before we make it official, hell yeah, like, I'm about that. But she got to be older. She has to be older and fine. Kind of thick, like, you know.
Okay.
You know, I like that shit, like, for real. Like, she can ride my face while he fuck her.
How about just willy-nilly throwing cheese pussy around? I don't know. Why doing it? It was funny because she said, you know, a little older and thicker, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm older, but I ain't that thick, honey.
Okay,
I mean, this is my fantasy.
Okay, well, you jumped right to the last question that I was going to ask you. You feel what I'm saying? Which was that. And you also covered the question about could you do it with your boyfriend. But I'm still kind of confused before I get to the next caller, because you said you really didn't want to do it with your husband. Hell no, but you want to do it with your fiance. So what you're saying is you're gonna let this guy have a taste of that right there. Let me tell you something what's going to happen, okay? Let me just be real with you. If you do that with your fiance and that shit is the bomb, you think he ain't gonna never want to do that shit again just because y'all get married?
The thing about it is, I'm gonna put it like this. You know, a guy gonna do what a guy want to do regardless. Just because I bring him to the water and ask him to drink it, don't mean he can't get there by his damn self. I mean, I feel like, you know, if he want to fuck another, he could have fucked plenty of girls before me or while he was with me, and I ain't never know about. Let's just be real, Blizzum. And so, he could feel the same way about one of the chicks he was fucking before. So, I mean, I wouldn't even look at it like that. You know, just because he fuck her and she got good pussy while we doing it in a threesome don't mean that he can't feel the same way about somebody else he fucked before me. If he not ready, then shit, we don't need to be getting married yet. You know? So I wouldn't look
just,
at it like
but
that.
But you said that you teasing him. It's like, I'm not teasing him, but you.
I'm sure
you're not teasing him. Not teasing him. But you said, yeah, before you get married or whatever, you want to try some shit, try some wild shit before you get married. You want to do a threesome with him and this sexy older woman. But then once you get married, you never want to do it again. I mean, you know,
but I feel like he can do that without me. I feel like he could feel that way about other girls that he's had sex with.
So you also you want him to go out and have a threesome with another woman, not you.
No, you're saying that pretty much. I'm teasing him. I'm saying, hey, baby, you know.
No. I took that back. Not teasing. I'm just saying, it's just if you're gonna, I put it like this right here. Now I'll go to the next caller. Okay, if you're not gonna kind of maybe do it, maybe not every now and not all the time, but maybe every other birthday, every now and again, you know, you let them, you know what I'm saying, try it out one more time, you feel me, just to keep the spice in it. Don't even fucking let them do it before you get married. Just do it with a random nigga that you know you ain't gonna marry at all.
Yeah, well, that's true, Blizzum, but
feel
I feel like if we're meant to be together forever, until he get it out of his system, we just ain't gonna be getting married. I mean, I feel like
until y'all get it out y'all system, because you want to do it too. You want to do it too.
I sure do. Like, not too many dudes.
Okay.
I don't know who's listening to this radio show. Because I told my best friend to call in. I don't know who's listening to this radio show. But they already know I'm certified. I may be a little undercover sometimes,
okay,
but I'm very much certified. And that's my fantasy, just like a stick. You know, caramel, red zone. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can admire a woman's body. I love men. Like, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. But that's my fantasy, and it's going to come true. So, shit, somebody better be ready
make
for
it.
Shit.
Make it
right?
Happen. You know what I'm saying? Make it happen.
Listen, it seems like the way this is going, you might as well leave that button. Just keep your hand on that button.
Yeah, everybody, all this, it's, you know, it's amazing to me how many women want to do it, you know what I'm saying, who haven't done it. You feel me? And, you know, and women that will, you know what I'm saying?
So, and I'm so glad I'm on here to hear it.
Wait, I did have something that happened. I just thought about it. I've locked it out of my mind. two of my homegirls, two of my the majorette girls that was on my team. Lord, don't let nobody be listening to this. But we did mess around. I forgot.
Did you like it? Did you like
one
it?
Of them? It was fun. Like it was real. You'll be surprised what happened on drill meet. And shit, like, you'll be surprised what
this one time at band camp.
It did happen. It was experience and whatever.
Did she stick a flute up your pussy? Did she stick a flute up your pussy?
No, she didn't stick a flute.
That's a fair time, everybody. But all of you lame motherfuckers.
But did you enjoy it?
I was in college, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest with you. It was kind of like an underground hazing type thing. But it wasn't like
in order to be a majorette, we got to fuck you. Okay.
No!
I need to join that sorority.
Hey,
I was a crab. You know how they call you? Cop. You a crab. And so I was a new cute crab, so they, you know, but shit, hey.
I understand. All right, stay on the line. Let me get these callers. You're out of control. That's that just now remembering that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's for that. Just now remembering. Okay. Stand by. She knew it the whole time. 856. What's popping? You okay? 100.
What's up?
What's going on? Thanks
just
for calling the show.
Out.
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Moo.
Who this?
Momina.
Oh, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 139, K1's Internet Radio, you did. 347-934-0963, that's the number to call to the show. I got a lot of people with their hands raised. I'm going to get to every last one of y'all. I got an hour and a half left. Don't worry about it. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming. On the phone right now, how do you feel about group sex?
I've never had it.
You've never had group sex?
No, if you want to call two guys, then, yeah,
group sex. Yes.
You had sex with two guys
at the same time?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you was like, one was fucking
back. It was a fantasy, and I wanted to try it, so I tried
it. Okay. Well, then you've had group sex, so yeah, you've done it, you feel me? How do you feel about it? So do you, first of all, the name of the show is episode 139, More is Always Better. Was the two guys better than one? Was it better?
It was just a fantasy, and it was good, yeah, but I mean, I'll just stick to one, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do the female thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100 with you on that.
Aw,
but,
damn.
I'm sorry, Ruby. I just can't do this. But, yeah, the two-guy thing, it was kind of nice, you know what I'm saying? It was fantasy, and I tried it, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it was good. Both of them was up to par, you know what I'm saying? It was no problems. Everything went good.
Okay. Ladies. I know for a fact that most of you ladies have that fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got some women who want to do a threesome, and they rather, you know what I'm saying, the girls who kind of like girls a little bit more, you feel me, they want to do a threesome if they haven't done it. But I know for a fact a lot of women have that fantasy of the two guys type thing. Highly suggest you do that before you get married, ladies, please.
I ain't never had that fantasy.
That's because you're gay. I don't understand. Why would you even have? I still understand why you want to have a threesome with a guy in the room and you don't even really like.
Yes, I got this fantasy guy that I want to, you know, I want to bone. You know, you only once, so hey.
Okay, I understand. So, caller, you did do that. You did it. So, could you do that with your husband? You think you could do that with your husband?
Nah, but you know what? I was with somebody and he wanted to do it, you know what I'm saying? It was, like, his idea, but it was with another guy, so that kind of, like, tripped me out, you know what I'm saying? I guess because he knew that I, you know what I'm saying, dig this guy, so at the end of the day, it was like, you know, I wouldn't mind if, you know, you got with this certain person and me, and I was like, it kind of, like, turned me off from him, you know what I'm saying, because he was my man. I'm like, wow, like, why would you want me to be with him? And you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my thing right there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if it was like someone.
Do you think he was
undercover brother? Undercover brother.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
It turned me off from him. It really did. Once he came at me with that question, and I would have. You know, felt different if he would have said, like, with a different person. But he actually named the actual person. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's
it tripped me out. And then after that, it was like, I looked at him like all different. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nah, then I'm thinking some type of way. And then he started like a lot with the butt thing, like type thing. So then another thing, that's another thing made me think like, oh, this nigga kind of, something wrong.
So, okay. I don't know. If he wouldn't have asked you about it, would you, would you have brought it up, I guess? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you would have brought it up? Then it would have been different.
I would have brought it up, but it wouldn't have been with that, the person that he would have said, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been somebody else, because the person that he said, like, okay, was my nigga, like, he was my nigga, he doing life now, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, I know he's gone for good. But
okay.
He brought it up, and it was like he knew that was my joint right there. That was my love of my life. You feel me?
Okay.
And then when I got with him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just was like, yeah, I would love to, like, if it was me, you and that certain person. And I was like, really, though? Are you serious?
Can I ask you? Who was he looking at more, you or him?
That's where I got confused at, you know what I'm saying?
Was he looking at you more, or was he looking at him more?
I'm not with him no more, so at the end of the day, I still try to think about, like, why would he actually pick that certain person, you feel what I'm saying? So,
okay.
And then, go ahead.
Okay, so let me get to the next question then. So I can totally understand, because if I'm ever going to suggest, I don't even want to do it with my fuck partner with another guy. I'm always going to be like,
exactly,
bringing up a chick. You feel me? Like, I'm always like bring more pussy. You know what I'm saying? The less dick, the better for me. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't mind being the only dick. Unless you're going to bring 10 motherfuckers, and I'm going to need some help. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Right.
That's different. You feel what I'm saying?
And I would have seen him coming at me like more like, oh, would you mind? I mean, he probably know that I wouldn't. But I would see him asking me, like, all right, would you mind if this a certain chick join us or whatever else? If he'd have came at me like that, I'd have looked at him a little different. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But the way he came at me was, like, about another nigga. So,
that was
a turnoff to me.
Yeah, you right about looking at him funny. Last question, I'm going to go to the next caller. Do you have any other kind of fantasies, any kind of group fantasies that you want to enact that you haven't done yet?
No, that was the only one. That was the only one.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so you
two
good
men at one time. Yeah,
you said
good.
You don't
want
to.
Done it. I ain't gonna do it no more. I'm trying to. You know, it was a while ago. It was like about a good 8 years ago.
Okay. Well, you know, you kind of do. you might try it again. You know what I'm saying? You might want to get a refresher course. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
They was some thorough ass niggas, and there ain't too many thorough niggas around no more. So at the end of the day, I ain't with it. I'm gonna just stick with one, because them two was thorough and they go for good. So
okay,
it is what it is.
All right. So stay on the line and thanks for calling. All right.
Mhm.
All right. Oh man, all of you, what you wanna do? Guys, telling you, man, if your guy asks you to do it with him and a specific person, yeah.
Undercover.
Watch that, nigga. Bring more pussy, not more dick. Twinkle, I got your mic back open. What's happening, Ma?
Hey, honey.
All right, got your mic back open real quick. All right, next one up, 678-432. Up next, what's popping? You on the K100.
Blue, what's happening, boy?
What's going on? Who this?
This shit.
What's happening, homie?
What's up, baby? What's going on? Hey, I hear a lot of women on the show. I ain't hear no dudes yet.
I'm
gonna be the first one.
You know what I'm saying? I think one of my other homeboys is on the line, but I guess I didn't get to him in time enough, so we had to hang up. I seen one of my partners call, and I guess he had to hang up because he was at work or something. You feel me?
Yeah.
But this is the first time you called my show, ain't it?
Yeah, first time I'm listening too. You know, first time.
Well,
I told y'all gonna get to you.
Right. You see how it is now. You see what's going on.
No doubt.
It's out of control.
Yeah, you got some out of control women on here too.
I love
real troopers out here, man.
I love them all, you dig?
Yeah, I love them with you.
All right. Episode 139, you feel me? More is always better. So the first question, homie, is have you had group sex?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we don't been down with, you know, we don't did a couple of action before.
Okay, all right. So I guess, so how you feel about it? Do you feel like more is always better? Can you top? Can one woman top it when you got some fire-ass group sex? Can you think it's possible? I say more is always better. What
more is always better, but you, like you said, if you got 10 women, I'm going to need help.
Yeah.
I can't be Superman. I can't be Superman. I call y'all. I can't be Superman. You see what I'm saying?
Just call me.
You know, I can do three. I give them good three.
Yeah. I had three in the room. We by myself one time, and I caught hell with that.
Yeah,
I caught hell with that.
You get each of them get 300 pumps apiece. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there was a lot of shit, nigga. There's a lot of pussy eating going to be going on in the room. I know that. Fuck that shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what? But I heard somebody say that, you know, it's like rules. You know, all the rules I have, if you know, for a woman can't touch my butt. That's about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, other than that, ain't no rule. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no rules.
It's always better when there are no rules. You feel me? But, you know, depending on the situation, you feel me? A lot of the time, the rules come into play when somebody in the room is in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
when somebody
right.
in the room in a relationship, then, you know, you will have a woman who say, well, you can fuck the bitch, but I don't want you to eat no other bitch pussy. You feel me? Or some shit like that. You feel me? And that's most of the time when you have a group sex. If people in the room are in relationships, then you're going to have a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you may have that where a couple come in there and they kind of got, you know, boundaries, I guess. You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
Well, they
got
to worry about that when they go home, though, because we're going to do what we got to do when we're here.
Right. So, but if everybody's single, it don't really go down. Most of the time, if everybody's single, then it pretty much goes down like that.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Everything go down.
Right. So let me ask you this. You said you already have done group sex, whatever. Could you do it with your wifey?
Maybe. Maybe birthdays, Christmas, something like that. You know, Easter.
With another guy? With another girl?
Oh no, I need girls. I got. Heck no.
Yeah.
You know, because
these
niggas down here, You know, you don't know what they looking at.
Right.
You don't know what these niggas looking at right here. Now, I can tell you, me and my cousin, we don't did it. We don't run the train on girls, you know. But that's your cousin. You know, that's your cousin.
Yeah, you run the train. I haven't ran a train on a chick in, like, years, dog. I ain't going to lie. I was probably in my early 20s last time I ran a train on a chick. You feel me? I stopped being into it. I really did. I'm not into it anymore. Once I did a threesome or whatever, I was like, man, fuck another dick in the room. I was always like, the less dick, the better. You know what I'm saying? At that point, it kind of changed my whole outlook on it. So I ain't ran a train on the chick since I was maybe 20. I think 20 years old. Yeah,
we had girls that bothered didn't ask us to run a train on them.
That's different. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We was picked.
That's different. You know what I'm saying? I guess that is different. I guess if a chick says she want to fuck me and my homeboy, I guess, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
It's free.
You know what I mean? You suck the dick while the homie hit her from the back. Why not? I guess. You know what I'm saying? You know, if they handpicking you like that, why not? So, let me ask you this. Is there a group sex fantasy or something that you haven't done that you really want to do?
Yeah, I want to do all the porno stars, all the porno girls. I want to do them all.
That's my fantasy.
Oh no!
But mine's just K-100 women.
K-100. Hey, we go to the trap. We just do all of them.
No,
all
I have to fight
lying.
You. No,
all
I
the girls
fight
will be lying
you.
Right
no.
now.
See, I have to put my boxing gloves on because those are mine.
Those are yours.
Those are mine.
They can be ours. All of them. We go to
no,
the trap.
I don't
you're
share.
Claiming pussy. How you claiming pussy, Ruby?
I don't share. Because they
the
already
you,
said, they already
you
said, hey.
If anybody going to claim K-100 pussy,
it's going to
be me.
Well, we both claim it. Well, you know what? We both claim it. How about that? I'm the only female that can claim the K-100
coochie. Oh, my God. So he's not a female. He's a guy.
You're the only man that can claim it, and I'm the only female. How about that?
I'm claiming it.
I'm going to put my stamp of approval on it.
Oh, this is out of control. You are out of control today.
You're out of control for real.
Hey man, thanks for calling the show, dog. What's going on at the spot?
Hey man, with that, yeah. Hey, you know it's a little snowed out a little bit. Hey, I'm out today.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling, listening to you know Blue Show. You know, my first time listening, and I'm happy to be on here, man.
Man, thanks, dog. I appreciate that support. You feel me? I'll be checking in some more. You did?
Yeah, homeboy.
All All right, man. Let me get the rest of these callers. I got about 10 of them. All right. That's my homie, man. I'm glad my homeboy called the show, man. That's the support I be talking about. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Bliss. You understand what I'm saying? You rocking with the realest and the trillest of them. Episode 139. More is always better. I'm talking about group sex. You feel me? 770-870. You on the air. What's popping?
I just want to say I'm the 45-year-old and thick.
Oh, let me hold on. Let me see if she's still on the line.
I'll be 45 Sunday and I'm thick.
Y'all, my cold and sinuses are cleared up over here.
Wait, hold on. Who is this? Caller, who is this?
I'm 45 and I'm thick.
Oh, 45 and 6? Okay, that's all I need to know, huh?
That's all you need to know.
Okay, I'm trying to hook it up. I mean, how's she going to find you? I mean, what you want me
to
do?
You got my number.
Okay.
870-870.
Okay, I got it. Let me jot this shit down. I'm trying to plot some shit over here.
Okay, don't leave me out, Blizzard. Ain't no fun if Ruby Candy can't have none. Don't leave me out.
Ruby.
I'm trying to help.
Ruby. She said she wanted the older woman.
Hey, I just watched, so you never know. I might learn something.
No, she said she wanted for her dude.
No, she wanted for her.
She wanted for her.
You wanted for you and your dude?
That's my fantasy before I get married. That's my fantasy.
That's what I thought you said.
For me and the person that I'm with, that's my fantasy.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm 45. I'll be 45 on Sunday.
And I'm 6,
sweetie.
Birthday sex. There you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Is
that all you wanted to say?
That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, we got the number down. We'll pass it on and we'll say, hey. Hey, there you have it. There you have it, K100. It's going down. You see what's going down? Oh, stand by. Next caller. Shit, it's going down. 678. Then I see Mama Chris after this. 678-698. What's popping?
Man, you better know my motherfucking number. Bro.
Oh, damn. I keep forgetting. It's P-Rez. God damn it. Damn.
Oh, God. P-Rez.
P motherfucking Rez is in the building. P, it's not out of control, P. Out of motherfucking control, man. The show is outrageous.
Hey, if you keep me in on time to stop skipping my number, I can get there and
make it quiet. Hey, but look, if you know how it is when you know this your motherfucking nigga, you got your nigga on speed dial, nigga. You number 5 on the pad. That's all I know. Number 5 is P-Reg. I don't even go to my contacts. I just hit number 5 and P-Reg pop up. Nigga, you just started calling the show. Give me a second. I got to remember the number.
Hey, Ruben.
Yeah.
You gotta stop trying to put that stuff on that K100 pussy because it got wings on it, baby.
Hey, that's all right.
You can't
that's
lock
all
right. down on the K100.
Hey, you know what? Hey, just let me have some first and then they can fly away.
I'll give them
some Red Bull so they can fly away.
If I can't lock down K100 pussy, you damn sure can't. Fuck that. I'm not locking down nobody pussy at K100.
I just want it first. Just let me have it first, okay?
Hey, I don't know about that. You're going to have to start number two.
That's all I can say. Just let me interact. How about that?
Hey, P. What you feel about group sex so I can get to these calls? How you feel about it?
Already know me, man. It's like turkey chickens around this motherfucker. 2, 3, 3, 3.
Hey, all right. let me tell the people a P-Reg fantasy for group sex real quick.
Hey, man, P-Reg fantasy is motherfucking 10 girls in line, never slurping burgers with their fingers in their pussy head. Yeah. Like
damn.
Right. 10 girls in line. You're going to have 10 girls, you're going to keep them all to yourself, you greedy bastard. You call
greedy.
Dog.
Just greedy.
Kind
of, just greedy.
All right. Hey, I like to say 10, because I'm listening to you say, shit, goddamn left dick, the motherfucking daughter. Man, come on, you know, hey, you know, if I had a woman, she goddamn saying trailers.
Alright. P. Reg's line is open. Twinkle's line is still open. And Ruby Candy, you feel me? You gotta
well,
make
I'm
sure you keep your
to,
back to the building.
I'm gonna have
you
to get
go?
Ready to leave. Yeah, because
oh,
I have
okay.
to ready to do my show.
Alright, Ruby, tell them how to find your show real quick. Let me take you off this call.
It's at blogtalkradio.com/Ruby/sweet. Well, Ruby Sexy Candy, and the number is 805-825-9748. And tonight's topic is Truthful Tuesdays Confessional, so it's going to get
okay.
hot.
All right, post the link on my...
I posted it on your, on the...
Okay.
Oh, you want me... I can't put it on your page because it won't let me put anything on your
all
page.
All right, well, put it on the K100 page. I'll repost it for you.
I
you
did.
Guys
I
check out Ruby's... Check out Ruby's show after this, all right? All right, Ruby.
Guys. Bye.
All right. Chris.
What it is?
What it do, homie?
What it do? You going in, eh?
Ah, man. I love it. It's getting
hell
crazy
yeah.
tonight. I got by.
Hey,
man,
you, hey let's make it for one instant cruise.
hey. Don't come if you're in a relationship. You
can't
might
do it.
Might want to miss it. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it to
might
yourself.
Have to.
Alright, episode 139. I got my homie Chris on the line. You dig? Chris, what you feel about
Yo.
Sex? More? Is more better?
It can be fun with a couple ladies involved. It can be real fun.
Right. I understand.
I ain't done it since I did it in my younger days, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
before
you know,
wife and kids.
Oh, okay. So you are definitely going to be able to ask the other question, you feel me, that I'm going to ask you in a minute, you feel me? When you did engage in it, how was it? Did you have, two chicks? Did you win two chicks?
It was three chicks and two dudes.
Okay, three chicks and two dudes. Okay, all right. That's because you got that extra chick in there. Yeah, you got the extra chick in there, so, you know, you still
yeah,
can pull it
one
out.
For me and one for, there was a chick for every dude.
Right.
Kept swapping up.
Oh, okay. All right. Shit, I like that. Hey, that'll work too. You feel me? Do you think that people who like group sex got like a bad people? Or are they just, you know, how do you view people who like that? How do you view women who down with like shit like that? Do you view them as hoes or what? How do you feel about that?
Oh, no. They never no hoe. Hey, just
right.
do your grown thing. Do the grown up. That's what you
right,
like.
Right.
Cool.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But you have people out here that's real judgmental, and they say if you do something like that, you know, you know,
they ain't
you know,
never done it.
That's my whole fucking point. You've never
don't
done
knock it till you try it.
Right. The most people who say that never done it, or they're the type of person who never could pull it off in their lifetime because no one would ever do it with their ass for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? And so they want to just say that just, you know, to be judgmental. You feel me?
Yeah, they weren't part of the cool kid club.
Right, so now you're married and everything. You said you got the wife and kids now. How do you feel? How would you come about? Do you think you could do something like that with your wife, group sex, with wifey?
I could. If she was down with it, I could.
Okay. All right, you would. Okay. Some people say they would. Some people say they can't. You feel me? Chris says he can.
Oh,
you
no,
feel me?
I already know. You know what I'm saying? She should know that I'm there, and I know that she there, and that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? You got the kids a little bit more deeper than just fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of married people, if they would open their shit up like that, it would probably keep their family to go.
Right. Probably would. You feel me? It probably would make them, just spice it up a little bit, I guess. You feel what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people are having these marital issues and stuff, and people cheating and stuff. Like somebody else said, shit, bring the pussy home. You feel me? Like I think it was Tucker that said, shit, bring the pussy
ain't
home.
Ain't no fun if I can't handle.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Good,
you know? Right. Last question. If you do you have any kind of group sex fantasy that you haven't done, that you maybe thought about, would like to do maybe?
It's more of who... Of the type of women that would be involved.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, say instead of like maybe just three black girls, maybe a Spanish one. Or
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A smorgasbord.
Yeah. I actually, you're right, dog. That's something that I already told everybody. It's a known fact on K100 that I want to fuck an Asian chick and I haven't done it. You feel me? Everybody knows that. If it's just showing up, you know, when it bangs you, a little Asian chick, a little, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. And I've never done it, you feel me? But it's one of my little things I said that I would like to do before I get hitched and everything to get it out of my system. But a threesome I've done. Of course, I've done a threesome and all that. But I've never, anything like that I've done, I did one with a black girl and a white girl, but and the rest of it was always with black people. Doing it with some women of another race. Yeah, I forgot all about that whole particular. Not forgot, but I just never thought about that particular option. And that's something right there that would be like, yeah, yeah. I think I'm with you on that fantasy right there, homie. Kudos. Because I would like to give me like an Asian chick, and then
no,
I want an Asian chick, and then like a one of the chicks with the red dots. What are those, Indians?
Yeah.
Indian? An Indian chick? You know what I'm saying?
Brazilian like chick.
Yeah.
I just
throw
my old lady in there.
Now, matter of fact,
full effect.
Just to make it official, huh?
Gotta be able to tell the story and live, you know?
Right. All right, homie, thanks for being on the phone. Thanks for calling the line. Let me get some more of these calls, all right? We're coming to the end of the show, too. But stay around for the after party if you can, all right?
All right.
Oh, man, this show has just been great, man. This has been one of my most...
That's because you got a bunch of freaky callers.
That's also true. You know what I'm saying? 347. Go ahead, Pete. What you finna say?
Everybody got some free gym.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm the innocent one on the line. Jeez.
Yeah.
Hey. I knew that was some bullshit. I'm glad
right.
You did.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. 347. Hold on, everybody. We're coming up to the end of the show, all right? The show is scheduled, slotted for 8 to 10 p.m., but we do tend to go over into a third hour, you feel me? If you want to be a part of that, then you must dial 347-934-0966. You got about 3 minutes to get on the phone line if you want to participate in what we like to call the after party, all right? 347-934-0966, you understand? I really appreciate all my callers who called in tonight. We had a couple of new callers for the first time. And I really thank you guys for calling in. Even all of you guys who didn't hit the number one, it's all good. It's cool. I really don't be tripping about that because I'm always going to have enough people that want to talk. You feel me? So that's never an issue with K100. You feel me? But I really appreciate you guys calling in and listening to me, checking me out over the phone lines. Everybody that's listening to me over airwaves at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And everybody who's listening to this as a podcast from iTunes, or they downloaded it from the show page because you couldn't listen to me live. I had a lot of fun tonight. Had some people call in, some friends and stuff, and it was great, man. It was this kind of conversation that we have on K100 right here. It's all in fun, but at the end of the day, I'll leave you with this, and then we'll go into the after party. Group sex and spicy sex and stuff like that, that's kind of what a lot of people may deem out of the norm. A lot of the time, man, it can save your relationship. Now, it has been instances where it can harm the relationship. You feel me? That's when people get a little bit out of control with it and want to go off on a tangent and do things without the consent of the spouse or whatever. But I'm not saying that if you don't do group sex or whatever, or that your spouse should be down with it. If they're not down with it, then they lame or anything like that. But I'm just saying, if both of y'all can talk about it and be open with each other about it, then it might be an option that you might want to try. Make sure everybody in the room is comfortable with everybody. Make sure everybody knows what's going to be going down or whatever. And it can really spice up a relationship. And if you've never done it and you want to do it, and you're going to get married to somebody who doesn't want to do it and never, ever want and never can see themselves doing it, I highly suggest that you do it before you get married. If you really love somebody but they're not with that shit, but you know you always wanted to try it, do it before you get married. So you can say that you did it, so you won't never be going, you won't go through your whole marriage and relationship and everything feeling like you missed something, all right? I'm with that. We got about 60 seconds for you to dial 347-934-0966, and then we're going to come into the after party of the show, which is when I open up all the phone lines and let everybody talk. So if you don't want to talk, whatever, feel free to go ahead and hang up now and everything, because I open up everybody's phone line in the after party and kind of let them have a free-for-all and let everybody talk. You feel me? So you got 30 seconds. 347-934-0966. I'm going to run the outro music for everybody listening to me online, and we'll come back for the after party. Stand by. To the show. Okay, so nobody that hasn't talked, and we all that just that quick, we jumped from 20 some callers to 10. And I guess everybody who wanted to listen, who didn't want to talk, they hung up because they don't want to open up the phone line. And that's cool because it's really hard to hear 15 or more people talk over each other. So I'm not mad about that at all. All right. So if you're on the phone line, welcome. I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines and we're going to pop it off. You feel me? Of course, P Red is on the line. And I got Twinkle on the line also. But I also have Key on the line. I got Shay on the line. I got Lexi Poo on the line, Michigan Girl on the line. I got LL on the line. I got Chris on the line. And I got a please mute your Hold on a second. Please mute your back, mute your background. And turn your radio down in the back. I can hear the echo. Who is that? Hold on, let me find who it is. Hold on. Hello? All right, that was Chris. All right. Chris, you got to turn the radio down in the background if you want to be in the after party. All right, private caller, LL, Key, Jeanette, P-Reg, Shay, Lexi Poo, Michigan Girl, and Chris, turn your radio down in the background, homie, and I'll come back to your mic, all right? All right, Chris, turn it down.
Listen, you so, you so lucky I like you.
Why?
Because I allow you to call me Jeanette.
Oh, that's right. I'd be tired of forgetting. I
mean, hey, everybody.
Hi,
LL.
All right, so everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to the after party. You dig? We're here. LL? LL?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's going to be a part
you
of the
said, okay, wait. You said in your thing to call in and press the number one if you wasn't scared. And I ain't going to lie. I was scared as hell. So I ain't pressing number one.
What were you scared of? What were you so scared
everything,
of?
Everything.
Everything.
The Why? Entire topic I'm scared of.
Why? Have you ever done a threesome?
No,
I'm scared.
Lying.
Have you ever done a threesome?
I'm scared.
You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Have you ever done a threesome? Answer the question.
I don't understand why I get interrogated when I didn't press the number one.
Well, have
scared.
You
I don't
ever
understand.
Done a threesome or a group sex?
Hey.
Yes,
I've
done a threesome.
Okay. Yes.
You kill me the way you say LL. Go ahead.
That's P-Red. Go ahead, P-Red.
I'm just fucking with him, bro. You know me. I'm just fucking with him.
So LL, since we know that you've done it, now that we know that you've had a threesome and done some group sex, how was it? What happened? What went down? Was it two girls and a guy, two guys? Did you fuck two guys? What happened?
I didn't even press the number one.
Well, you're here now. Answer the question.
I'm on, man. Oh, my
goodness. In a past life, I did participate in a threesome. No, it wasn't two guys.
It was two girls? Was it two girls?
No, it was a girl and a guy.
Oh, okay. Did you eat any pussy? Did you get your pussy ate by the girl?
Wow.
No, I didn't eat. I didn't have any snacks.
Oh, you didn't have any snacks. Oh, okay.
No.
Did he fuck her from the back while she ate your pussy?
I think so.
Oh, you can remember. You can remember.
I think so.
You having a mental block, LL? What's going on?
Yes, I blocked that out of my mind, and y'all be conjuring up memories that I be trying to get rid of.
Don't remember today. Everybody got a pass. Don't be ashamed of it. But yeah, I think so. I think this was a long time ago for real, though. It was really a long time ago. So I think so. But and when you're in that situation, you really, I mean, are you really focused on how the other person is getting pleasure? No, you're focused on how you're getting pleasure. So.
Well, you gotta kind of pay attention to it, though. You gotta kind of pay attention.
I don't know, because when I ate a girl for the first time, I was kind of focused. She was like in her late 30s, so I was kind of focused.
Did she nut?
Yeah, she did.
I was about to say I have no clue.
No, I'm talking about Lexi Poo. Did she nut?
Yeah, she did. She nut hard too. She the bitch was scared. I need the umbrella. And I was like, oh, Lord, what the hell was going on?
Because
I was like 19.
No, you know what was going on.
I don't know what was going on, but like, truly gay. Like, she was feminine, but she was, I don't know what you call them when, like, she had the strap on, like, everything. She didn't use none of that on me. Like, she saw it to her cousin, who was gay. He was gay. And she was like,
I want to know how you avoided swallowing a female's nut.
Exactly.
I probably didn't get some, I was trying to swallow it. You know, it was something left there. But I mean, You're right.
So everybody else is on the phone line, you feel me? The people who haven't tried it, you feel me? How bad is it? Do you really want to do it? Like, is it something that you just really want to try? You just never had the opportunity, or is it like kind of sorta or what?
You mean messing with a girl or having a threesome?
Is somebody in the tub?
Yeah, somebody was in the bathtub.
Who in the tub? Who is that?
I'm sorry, I'm getting out. Damn.
Are you in there playing with your damn self while you're in the playing?
Yeah,
no.
I haven't been in a while.
Okay.
I was in the bathtub.
Y'all got to quit passing me around. I'm like, I don't know what's up with that, Ruby.
I got a question because I was on the K100 page, and it's like the only name that I be seeing pop up by every 2 seconds is Key. And I'm like, damn, and I haven't had the time to go back and read it, but I need to go back and read what's going on.
I don't know what the deal with that is, Les Poofer. I be over here minding my own business.
It's
a special cream in everybody's coffee. That's what it is.
All I saw was somebody had a dream about her, and I'm like, oh, Lord, what's really going on? So I was about to break my neck at work trying to read it, but shit, my computer froze. So,
when you was holding our camera the other day in the chat.
My computer did go off because he saw when I got back on.
I remember that.
But I did catch the end of it, though.
We was
off the chain in the chat.
Huh?
many nuts did you bust? How many nuts did you bust while you was recording?
I ain't gonna lie, I bust a couple, but shit, they y'all know it's easy for me. My legs are up together, and it happened. So I mean, hey. What y'all expect? Y'all was good. Like, after, you know how after a nigga, a female, you know, bust another or whatever, they even go to sleep when they get hungry and shit. My ass was over here eating fried chicken while y'all was on that topic. I was a stressed shit. I had the Chinese man come to the door, picked up my food, pour me a drink, and got back into it. I was like, y'all was, man. Y'all entertained me. Thank y'all very much. And I don't care what any day. That was a safe nut right there.
Everybody didn't see the chat, but the chat was off the fucking. We was in the chat room, you know how you got the group chat on K100, and it was me, Key, and Michigan girl, and we was in there. We was basically enacting a damn real life threesome. I'd like to do that in real life.
2 hours long, like y'all imagination. I can only imagine how y'all are in real life because that shit lasted for a good 2 hours, if not more.
I think we all handle our goddamn business individually. You see what I'm saying? So, if it ever, I don't know. You never know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying I'm available. That's all I can say.
I come on the camera. Okay, camera. And I was like, Keith promoted me to be in the tile girl because she was like, go get a tile and Yes, I was like, oh, Gmail, Alexis, who was going to the towels. I felt special. I was like, hey, now, I didn't ask for egg, but shit, I bust me some, so we good.
Let me ask everybody this right here. Is there anybody on the phone right now who wants to fuck somebody else that's on the phone right now, by any chance?
Oh, shit.
Wait. Who
let me tell everybody. Let me tell everybody
really
who's on the phone. Well, let me tell you who's on the phone. LL's on the phone. Key's on the phone. Twinkle's on the phone. Ruby's not on the phone. Lexi Poo's on the phone. Shay's on the phone. Michigan Girl's on the phone. I'm on the phone. P Red's on the phone. We got a private caller on the phone. Who the fuck are you, private caller? Hey.
Hey, man. Super down. Say nothing.
Private caller.
I know.
Hey, answer the goddamn question. Anybody? Anybody? I personally want to square everybody on the line instead of Pete Red.
Hey, that was a wonderful answer. I feel the same way. Everybody
tell them. Everybody, all these women that fantasize about doing women, quiet now. Nobody's saying that.
I have a confession. Why your caller had to take my fantasy?
What? What fantasy?
What happened?
You knew I was gonna say it, didn't you?
Say.
What fantasy?
What happened? I was too shy to say it. And as soon as I hung up the phone, I was like, damn.
Oh, the 69 with somebody hitting up on the back? The 69 with somebody hitting up on the back?
Yes. I saw that one time. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
I like the broken pencil right now.
Girl, I ain't gonna ever forget it. That is ingrained in my mind.
Wow.
I saw that on a porno today, and I was like, oh, shit.
What y'all talking about? Look, I'm off.
Well, one of the callers said a fantasy that she had is she wanted to do a 69 with a chick while a nigga fucked the chick or fuck her from the back. So basically, she lay down, you know, you get on the edge of the bed, you feel me? And, you know, you lay down and the chicks get in the 69 position. You feel me? So the chick that's on the top is getting fucked from the back, but at the same time, she's getting her pussy ate by the chick that's on the bottom, and at the same time, she's eating her pussy. So the chick that's on the bottom is eating her pussy, and then the guy's fucking the chick on the top from the back. I've seen that, too.
That one's going to float away, Shawty.
Yeah, out of all the threesomes I did, I never pulled that particular move off. I don't know why.
Hey,
Keith,
I
but I never have.
The chick that's at the bottom that's like eating the pussy, she can also be licking the balls while you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then again, it all depends on like how high up, you feel me? But she should be right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, you might as well be all up in it.
If
so.
She can at least use her hands.
She can at least go get them in her hands though.
Yeah, you can get it with her hands. Yeah, she can get it with her hands.
But she need to be using her hands to hold the other girl in place while.
No, she's on her knees. Yeah, I'm gonna hold her plate. I'm gonna hold her steady with my hands because I'm fucking her from the back. So she gonna be steady. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She gonna be steady. I'm grabbing her. You feel me? I'm grabbing her.
I don't know what that whole physics of that.
Yeah. it can work.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it can work.
Yeah. I was thinking about that one time while I was getting it from the back. I was like, but you know.
But
the things women fantasize about.
Yeah, it can work though. It can work. I think the chick that's getting fucked and then getting her pussy ain't gonna bust all kinds of nuts because she getting penetrated and she getting her pussy ate at the same time. I don't know how the fuck she gonna concentrate.
Yeah, that's why it's so appealing.
I really don't know how she gonna concentrate on eating the other chick pussy. Like really, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. Well, maybe it could be if it was me, because since I don't really come from the back anyway. I might need to be the one.
I love you.
Oh, I love you. Boy, I'll call for the
phone call real quick. Yeah, I got me want to make a phone call real quick. I'm sorry. I ain't booked one in 2 days. Y'all tripping.
I wonder
where this migraine is coming from. Shit, this cold and shit, that's my problem.
You gotta get your daily dose, girl.
Or what you can also do is like she can just have a little bullet or something right there. So if she really like comes from the back and getting an eight, she can just use the bullet so she don't bite the other girl, clear it off while she's busting on that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Put a bullet where? Ain't gonna be no space.
Yes,
no, I'm saying if they send the other girl to say from the back,
kid.
She can have
a
bullet because just in case she nut, you know what I'm saying, and she can't really concentrate on licking it, she put the little bullet on it, and we all still happy.
Yeah, get one of those bullets get one of those bullets that go in the finger, so she ain't got to worry about keeping up with it and shit that go around your
exactly.
One of those lipsticks.
Gotta bring toys to the threesome, by the way. Key point. You should bring toys to the threesome. You feel me? They'll come in handy. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Bring them. Bring toys.
Toys to make a ring works real well.
Yeah.
Why are we having a play date? It's a play date. Nobody still answered your question. Let me see. If I had to pick somebody,
Thank you, Key. All y'all punk motherfuckers ain't talking shit. Everybody scared to say who they want to fuck, even though they sit around and play with themselves and think about them and shit when they ain't on the air.
We were thinking about our fantasies. We wasn't thinking about your question right then.
Would you like to answer the question, Key?
Yes.
What's the question?
Who on the phone line would you like to fuck for real in real life, if it's anybody?
Do I have to pick somebody?
I mean, if they're on the phone line, if not, it's kind of pointless.
Let me see. Let me describe the person if I had to.
They
can't be thick. They can't be thick like me.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Can't you just say it?
They can't be thick like me, though. That's one of my main criteria if I, you know, was to have a threesome date.
No one on this phone right now is, I think Twinkle is probably the same thick as, like, y'all both thick like the same kind of build. You feel me? Twinkle got a big, thick ass and hips and ass like you got. You feel me? So y'all got the same build. You feel me? But I don't even know if y'all even know each other. So, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay, so y'all might not. Y'all, she doesn't know. But I'm saying, Twinkle is real cool, by the way. Twinkle, I probably need to add you to the private K100 page because you fit right in, I think. I need to do that.
you've been needing to do meetings, do that for like the past week or so.
I know, I got to do it. Yeah, because she real cool, and she'll fit right in with the shit we be talking
right
about.
Right in, Lord.
Yeah,
uh-oh,
she will.
To the family.
Key, could you just stop beating around the bush and just say it? You too, Shay. All of y'all.
He said bush. Kidding. You said bush.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
I'm going to say, if I would, I would have to... I'll have to pick. Who on the phone again?
Ah, my God.
I would pick Albina because I've met her before, and she seems like really cool. Not just, you know, most of the other people I just talked to on the page, and I've actually met her, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
She seems pretty
cool.
Wow.
So Key would like to match Michigan girl. We can make that happen.
Oh my goodness, she all about making it happen tonight, huh?
Right, you playing matchmaker and trying to make shit happen.
Hey, hey, I'm just saying. So, Michigan girl.
What? Excuse me, huh? Yes, hello.
He said that she could see herself getting it in with you. How you feel about that?
I'm fine with that.
She's fine with that. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Shay? Shay? Oh, Shay.
Yes.
Shay, the bottle in the corner.
You know how we
put
on the white girl voices? Yes? What can we do for you?
Yes, officer.
He answered all innocent.
Shay, I mean, if there's nobody, you could be like, probably not nobody on the phone. You know, it's all good. You feel me? Is there anybody? Okay, how about anybody in the K100 group?
I'll be honest.
You gonna open it up
go
to
ahead.
The K100 group?
Okay, we'll be
the phone
go
ahead. Line or group? Well, they both answer the same, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
I'll probably have to pick Alvina as well, just because we kind of click, we kind of mesh well, so yeah, we probably get it in pretty good.
Hey, everybody want to match Michigan girl. Wow, I thought everybody wanted to match.
Please,
that's just hypothetically speaking now.
Okay, I thought everybody wanted to match. Twink.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add you to the group so you can see what these people look like. Cause I know you probably don't know who they are, but we talk a lot in the group. You feel me? And you'll see what everybody looks like, so you know. So I'll
put up an actual picture instead of my lion shot, my lioness.
Right, and now he got to know that, you know, you called me Michigan girl on the show, but my name is Alvina. So when she see the post in the page, she won't be like, well, who the fuck is Michigan girl?
Right. All right. Twink, I just put you in there.
She'll be able to tell by the post, too.
Yeah.
For what my real name is.
All right, Twink, I put you in the group. I've been meaning to put that because she's cool like that. I've been meaning to
put her in there. Oh, my God. Bitch, you a fool. I'm laughing at her comment.
What comment? What's she saying?
So if they found me a 45-year-old.
I don't know. So is there anybody that... I wish she was on the phone. I don't want to talk about it. But would anybody let Ruby hit it? Anybody? Ruby said she wanted to smash. Ruby said she wanted to smash, like, all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
She don't know what she wants. Right.
I'm going to be
over the place. Like, yes. Probably, like, a month ago, I would have. But today, no.
Okay.
Who said that?
Probably like a month ago, but today no. Okay, I probably no. That was Twinkle.
That was who?
That was Twinkle.
Oh, Twinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was Twinkle. All right, so I don't know, man. I probably know if I was just in a room butt naked, yeah, maybe, but I probably wouldn't. I don't know what happened.
The only way I think Ruby could get it is if I was like doing a threesome or something. I couldn't be one on one with Ruby by myself.
Oh hell no.
That is just too much energy right there. That's just too much. Right. I would just be like,
oh, she really wanted. She really wanted, but she really wanted to smash Shay. She really wanted to smash.
No, really? Is that like really? Found out. Shay and Key. No, she wants Key and then Shay. That's the order.
Wanted
in. She
wants
Key and then she
wants
Shay.
Oh, okay. That's
okay. Look, what is up? Look, y'all can't have me. Y'all prostituting me. Like, I feel like a hooker or something.
You know what?
She
wants to be dominant.
Right.
I think that's what it is.
She likes to be dominant.
Why the hell is LL so quiet?
She already told you that. She's scared.
She didn't want to discuss this topic.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, yes, sir. I'm here.
Why you acting so bashful? Why you acting so shy?
Well, I'm doing homework and I'm laughing at y'all at the same time.
Hello, you didn't answer the question.
What question was it?
Would you smash anybody that's on the phone lines? Or anybody, you know, anybody that's
hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically.
Ain't nothing hypothetical on K100. Y'all can read that, fool.
We have to put that disclaimer out there.
It
sounds good.
Just because
it sounds
I'm quiet
good.
Don't mean I don't know what's really going on. I already know. We're not picking straws out the hat anymore. We're booking rooms on the cruise right now. I already know.
Oh my goodness.
I already know who's going to
be in
the room.
In the corner and keep quiet.
And who was that? Who's going to go keep quiet?
That was
Lexi Poo.
I'm going to be quiet. Lexi Poo, child, please, boo. You been past that quiet point. You missed that mark a long time ago.
I'm
going to
be quiet
for
it now.
Well, you
too late.
You said you wanted to fuck a 45-year-old. Kind of.
No, I said no. I said when I'm at that point,
mm-hmm.
the person would have to be between 27 and 45. Okay.
Okay.
And by that time, I mean she'll probably be too old by then. So I mean that at that time, I just like.
So who would you pick? Who would you pick out of K100 group? We're all older than you.
I know. Right?
We're all in
I'm like a baby. Oh, I don't know. I don't know, because, see, I don't want to say it, and then, like she said, ain't nothing hypothetical on here, and then Blizzard's going to be like
you
want to smash.
We don't judge
nobody
around
the park.
What are
you scared
about
something? My gyms say this is a judgment-free zone, so don't say what you got to say, and we're going to keep the moving.
If I have, I don't know, like, I don't.
Oh, let me know, you're lying.
More than
just
one.
Say it.
You want to pick more than one.
I mean, honest, like, it'll probably have to be, if I had to choose, like, I don't want to say, because it's not going to happen, and I wouldn't do it, like, really, I wouldn't, you know. But,
it's hypothetical.
Like,
it's
like, it would probably be borderline between two different people. Like, if I had to choose, like, if I really had to choose, y'all, if I had to.
Have a threesome, then.
Because I like the person that I'm in the moment now. But if I had to choose, it would have to be between Key and Shay. But I don't know. And I have to listen. If I had to choose, I'm not saying it really like that.
I was going to say, some variety.
No, I have my reasons. If I had to choose, like, really, it would be between the two. And I have my reasons, you know.
Which are?
But that don't mean I just be trying to get at them. Nah, I like my dick. But
I mean, we're not saying that. We understand that.
Because the reason, I would say Key because, I don't know. You just, I mean, she's just real. And I mean, like, even when she, you know, told me, like, what she, that's hot. Like, you know, because I know how I like a dude to talk to me, so. I mean, it seemed like she the type to know what she would want and, like, would be aggressive, and that shit would make me want to bite back. So that's my reason
uh-oh.
For that. Like,
hey.
I mean,
oh, get it,
I'm going to speak it real. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, y'all ask me this question. And then, like, Shay, like, she just, I don't know.
I'm the girl next
mom,
door.
She has her mom next door.
Yeah,
I was
like,
she's
the cute
little
girl next door. She's like the
I'm
little
the girl next
girl
door.
Next
yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. She really
whatever.
Like the girl next door that you would just, like,
yeah.
do some crazy shit with, and then the next day, y'all act like that never happened. You'd be like, hey. Like, hey, look at my
what's
girl.
Up?
That's true. That's so true. So that's why I would say
that's
between them
up.
If I had to choose. So there you go.
Everybody don't need to be in your business.
y'all look mad.
LL still skating over there.
What LL doing?
Skating.
LL
is
writing
down notes for her script.
Y'all like how I do that, right?
You see that she skated right on out of the conversation.
I'm going right on somebody else and get right back quiet.
mm-hmm. Ain't that much sudden
okay.
in the world.
Oh, okay. I'm finna get you look.
we gonna have a session with us editing some shit. How about that? And then you'll see what I'm going through over here. But okay, if I had to choose someone in the group, I would have to say that I love everyone equally.
I was gonna use that one, but I knew I was gonna get bashed. So
yeah, you weren't gonna get away with it. Just like she's not gonna get away with it.
Oh my god.
Y'all can't, if y'all made me say something, y'all would have made her look, put some fire on her ass.
Oh
hell
oh,
no.
I think all of the women, especially the ones who comment a lot in the K100 group and call the show, all of y'all are hot. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? In your own rights. You feel me? Y'all are different frames, different shapes, different faces.
Colors.
Y'all all different colors. You feel me?
We
but y'all all
brown.
You feel me? Y'all all, no, y'all not. No, y'all not. Y'all all sexy.
Y'all
you,
all brown.
No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm the darky out the group.
Different
I'm the
shades of brown. It's like shades of you, like the makeup line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
now,
I mean,
blue.
I think. What?
How
yeah.
about this? Was you was what were you doing last night on Looney Junior show?
Ooh. I was doing.
Yeah, that's what we want to know. I heard about that.
I will never call in the Looney Junior show again.
Uh-oh.
You got caught slipping.
Whoa, wait a minute. Why not,
Twin? Every time I call in, somehow somebody's foot gets stuck in my mouth, and Looney ends up saying something that I didn't even realize I said, but apparently in some roundabout way in the back of his mind I said it, and then we go into discussion of my booty.
I understand, Twinkle.
Back in the day, I used to co-host the Noonan Jr. show with him, but we've already established that I don't even call it. Because every time I get some stuff in there, I just rather deal with him face to face. I'm not calling in the show.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, here's the question.
Yes.
Now Blue trying to escape.
No, I'm not trying to
okay,
escape. Nothing,
right?
nothing. Wow, well, nothing happened. What are you talking about?
You didn't answer your own question?
Let's go to the K100 post.
Yeah. I mean, because I was just talking about
it. We want to know. K100.
I was on the show. I got disconnected.
It says, no, it says you get it in while on the line.
But I
didn't
really.
Get it in.
If you heard the show, you know I wasn't getting it in while I was on the line. That's what I'm saying. I just got disconnected.
Why?
Well,
you know that?
You
to be wilding, y'all.
You were talking
about
well,
I heard the show, but I got cut off in Walmart in the after party, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Somebody
go back
went down at the after party.
Go back and listen to the show. All this sounds like is some you heard some rumbling, fumbling, and then I got disconnected.
No, yeah. And then he said, hey, stop.
Doing some slurping and burping.
That's it.
You're not keeping it 100. Okay.
I'm keeping it 100. That's how I got disconnected. I don't know what y'all talking
you
about.
You got disconnected. Okay.
Yes.
When you did, why
did you,
you
disconnect your own
self? So, Key, can you tell Blizzard to stop disregarding the question, please?
Can
you
what?
Have him answer the question like everybody else.
I'm answering the question.
You said he'll do everybody. No, you gotta. No, you
gotta
be
specific.
You already said everybody.
In the group? Oh, who would I do in the group?
Who hasn't really done? That's the question.
Whoa.
Who asked that question?
No, she
didn't. Who asked that question? I didn't hear that.
I'm not going there.
I mean, you
there.
Just listened to one of the other shows, Lexi P.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not kissing and telling.
I don't have to ask you to kiss and tell.
I know it's your show. I know it's your show and all, but I don't understand how come you could throw questions out there, but you don't have to answer them.
Uh-oh. Coming from the person that didn't answer her question.
Cut that out.
You answered the person that did not answer her question.
I did answer my question. I said I love everyone equally.
No. Everybody else picked one.
Well, maybe I'm greedy.
I'll tell you what.
Ruby.
I'm
turning into Ruby Jr. Not
yes,
yet. Not quite.
Yes,
I got a long
Ruby
way
Jr.
to go. I got a long way to go before
I'm
talking
about
you.
Being greedy.
I'll tell you what I would do. Hypothetically speaking. And if you believe
you
that.
Throat,
if you believe
I know, right?
I would. I tell you how I would match him up if I had to do threesomes. I could do that.
Okay. How would you match him up?
How I would match him up is I want to do a threesome with Key and Key and Michigan Girl at the same time. That'd be a good matchup. As crazy as I think she is, I still think she'd be a great lay. So I would like to do Shay and Ruby at the same time.
Oh,
you feel
my gosh.
Me?
That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Even though I think she's fucking crazy as hell, I still think she handle her business in the bedroom for some kind of way. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just
y'all
for some reason I just think that she's, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
To get her in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I would definitely like to, you know what I'm saying, pull off a threesome with like those two at the same time. You feel me? Who else? I would like, it's other people in the group but I'm going to keep it to people who really just, I guess, talk a lot. You feel me? I'd like to do it with Keisha Elf and LL. That would be perfect right there. Those
wow.
two. Don't think about that. Is I don't know how much into it Keisha would or if she would even do it. But I'm just matching them up to like body, like, you know what I'm saying? Who would I think look good in the room together naked? You feel what I'm saying?
But you're just saying that I would be gung ho, right? Like I would just be wild and crazy.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying. I'm just going by who do I think would look good together? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Who I think would look good together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, keep going.
So I would like to see Keisha and LL, like I would like to do fuck both of them at the same time. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then I would like to fuck Ruby and Shay at the same time, and I would like to fuck Key and Michigan Girl at the same time. Those three sets right there, if I could pull that off, yeah. Yeah. If I could pull that off, yeah. You feel me? Although I think that Shay and do I want to say that? Yeah, I say that. I think Shay and Michigan Girl probably would be hot too. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Probably would be hot too. You know what I mean? But I think he and Michigan Girl together would be a better tandem. That's just my opinion about the whole situation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who need to change their battery and their smoke detector?
I don't know. But I think those matchups would be hot. I'm not saying that those people would do it with those people. I'm just saying, like, if you know, I'm really basing that on like body type and personality. You know what I'm saying? More than anything, I'm basing it on body type and personality. You feel me? If you could pull off the one with LL and Keisha, then you should give me a motherfucker.
Oh, Shay got hung up.
Oh, she did. Oh,
yep.
If you could pull that off, yeah, she got hung
Shay.
Up. Oh, she stayed in the
room. I'll call him.
Okay. But yeah, I think those matchups right there, just from body and personality wise, those would be any guy who if they knew these people like I knew them, I think they probably would, you know what I'm saying, say the same thing. Because when you're doing it, you know, you're doing a threesome and you're having group sex or something like that right there, you know, you want everybody to kind of physically, you know what I'm saying, match up, you feel me? You know what I mean? You don't want to have like one dime piece in the room and then a five, you know, or one whatever. You want everybody to kind of just be like, you know, equal. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everybody's, I'm just matching them up from like body style because, and personality wise. That's why I said LL and Keisha because both of them are going to try to play some old innocent hard to get shit at first. You feel
Hello?
Me?
Hello?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna play some innocent hard to get shit first.
Blue, stop talking about me. But if it goes down,
I think they both are goddamn come out like troopers.
Who are you talking about? I missed out.
I said
it's not worth repeating. It's not worth repeating.
LL and who now?
I said I put Keisha F and LL together. Because the both of them be trying to play the old hard to get, they don't really be doing it kind of much type shit. Those personalities will match up.
Super freak.
But yeah.
We all are, so don't think they just blending in like they just little outcasts. Y'all some freaks too.
So I'm matching up the personalities. You know what I'm saying? I'm matching up the personalities. You feel me?
And so you saying I'm crazy like Ruby?
that's the one. Hold up. That one right there. I'm not saying you're crazy like Ruby because you're not.
I'm just playing.
But that one right there is more like physical, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I guess, you know. something like that right now, I guess. You know what I mean? That's how I would match him up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would pick him. If I could say, okay, pick two, I pick those two and that, and then those two, and then those two, and see what's popping. Yeah. Everybody's quiet, like I said something wrong.
And I'm not going to tell you where it's going to be popping.
SMH and IDK.
I'm just quiet.
Shake your head, I don't know, whatever. You know.
I don't think I'm right on the money, to be honest. I think I'd be right on the money. I think if you get a threesome in with those people, it's gonna pop off. When you pick them people together, it's gonna pop off. That's what I think.
All right.
We're gonna let you have your fantasy. I beg to differ on that one.
Why? Because you know you're basing it on Ruby's personality on that one particular. But at the end of the day, if you were to get her in the bedroom and you in the bedroom, I think both of y'all are freaky as hell.
She would annoy the hell out of me.
Say what?
Oh. I love her to death. I said she would annoy the hell out of me.
No, she would.
She might
no,
not
she
annoy
would.
You in that type of situation, though.
No, she's not. I know she
can't.
Yeah, that's she's not gonna ignore the hell out of you. You saying that, but I know for a fact that she probably wouldn't. I'd be willing to bet.
Okay, call me crazy, but I have a different logic to this, with two exceptions. Well, with one exception, with two exceptions,
okay.
He and
okay.
Shay.
Uh-huh.
I think that everybody that you think is wild and crazy on the phone line could be totally opposite in the bedroom, and everyone that's quiet on the phone line could be totally opposite in the bedroom.
I thought you were
put me and Shay together.
No, I'm not doing the matchup.
Okay.
I'm saying with the exception of you and Shay. I think that y'all would be right on point with the general, opinion is. I think I think that you guys would be exactly what you say you are in the bedroom. And I think that some of the other people might not be.
Oh, there may be more. That's always better.
Yeah, they may be more or they may be less. You know what I'm saying? They may be more or they may be less. Like, I think some people talk a lot of game, with the exception of Shay and Key. But, and I'm not saying the other callers, because I haven't heard them as much, like Michigan Girl and some of the other ones. I haven't heard them as much. But with the exception of Shay and Key, I believe Shay and Key, yeah, they probably going to end up being more than what you ever expected. And that's going to be that. But I think some of the quieter phone callers or some of the more boisterous phone callers, they're not going to be what they live up to in the bedroom.
Tell me a boisterous phone caller you think don't put it down.
Okay, Lexi, I hate to put you out there like this, but
we're going to have to show you.
I hate to put you out here like this, but
wow.
I'm just saying. I'm really just saying.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you ain't got my motherfucking night now. I'm sorry,
though. I had to say it, P. I had to. You always fuck with me.
Now, wake up.
I'm
going to keep it 100. I got to go with I got it. I mean, I know for me personally, I can get it down, whatever, if the mood is set and that's the type of mood I'm in, or I can keep it real low-key. It just depends. But I do think that, like, some people on the line, they're selling it a little too hard. I'm saying that I think that some people on the line, when it comes to putting it down in the bedroom, can live up to it. And I'm saying that some people on the line can't live up to it. And they said, who was I talking about? I said, Lexi Poole, for instance, may not be able to live up to it. So that's what we're talking about now.
That's my genuine opinion.
I mean, I don't know none of y'all personally, but I'm just saying from the phone conversations and from listening and because I'm grown as hell, you know what I'm saying? I'm grown as hell.
I'm grown as hell.
And so it's just like,
you know, sometimes, you know, in life, you hear a lot of people, you know, you run into people who talk a lot of game, but then, you know, when it come down to it, they really ain't working with nothing, or they, you know, they shy off. They do become shy. Maybe they is working with it. Maybe they done did it with other people, but when it comes to certain other people, then they get shy. You know, they clam up.
Oh, no.
So that's
no,
all
no.
I'm saying.
But everybody has their opinion.
That's
I'm
okay.
Sure.
That's
clam
up around me. I bring them out their little clam shell. I bring them right
on.
Yeah,
I've never had a problem with it. Like, I may haven't had sex with a whole lot of men, and you don't have to have sex with a whole lot of
men. We
have
sex with a whole lot of men.
And you know, I'm not saying that, but I know I've never had a complaint. I may be younger than everybody on this line, but that doesn't mean anything. And I mean, my purpose isn't to make anybody on the line believe me or not. When I'm asked a question, I'm going to answer. And I don't just go out there putting my business on the street because that's not me. If someone else does that, that's their business. But, you know, I'm more of a lady than that. But trust me, when someone asks me what I do, I've never had a problem with fulfilling anything from A to Z, sweetie. So, hey, it is what it is. I don't have to sleep with you in the bedroom. But when I do sleep with anybody, regardless who has been from the last person, trust me, he didn't have any complaints. He has to keep up with me. So, hey.
Okay, but that wasn't even the point. That wasn't the point that I was making. I wish you would have been on the line and not ordering food so you would have heard the point I was making, because that wasn't the point that I was making.
That's why I got on the line. I didn't even know what was being talked about.
I'm glad you got that straight for me, which even proves my point further. So, like I was saying.
It is what it is. I mean, I know my
so
business.
Like
I know
saying,
what I do.
Sometimes when you come to certain situations, people talk a lot of game and can't back it up. Whether they can or not, at the end of the day, makes me know never mind, because I'm not in the bedroom with them. But I'm just saying, in everything you do in life, you come across people who claim to be what they're not. It's a
That's
smoke
true.
That's the
true.
Point.
That's true, but I know one thing. I'm not going to lie. When I've had sexual relations with the guys that I did have sex with, I didn't just jump and put my pussy out there and was like, you know, I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like this, I'm like that. You know what I'm saying? When we do get to that point where we have sex, you know, I do keep my end of the point of you know, whatever it is. But, you know, when someone asks me what I do, hey, I'm just going to be real. You know, I don't have to lie about anything. If I don't do it, I don't do it. Like when I said I'm not all into, you know, the whole oil thing, and, you know, someone was like, oh, you lying? Hey, I do what I do. And when I do it, I feel that I do it well. But to each his own, everyone likes something different. You know, even with all four of my exes, they each like something different. To one, they like it this way. To the other, they like it that way. To one, I was this. To the other one, I was that. But, you know, I do what I do, and I mean, everyone has their own opinion. I could care less about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sleeping with nobody.
You're right. Congratulations, because that wasn't the point, once again. But
you never said the point, and I asked you what was the point, and you never said anything. That's what I asked.
This is LL. You keep going off into something totally different than what was the point. But we got you. We understand. We got you. We've heard
all of that before from you already.
Have I stated the point like three times?
And the point was what?
That wasn't the point of what we were talking about before when she got back
and
on the line. Okay, now we know more again about you, but that wasn't the point of the conversation.
That's why I'm asking what was the point, because I clicked over, and then the whole conversation took a turn. That's why when I got back over, I didn't even know what was being said. That's why I'm asking.
Listen, please explain to her what the point was, because obviously I can't say it. I can't put it in layman's terms over here.
I'm gone. Okay, moving on
to the next topic. I will refuse to state that point again.
I mean, well, no, I surely did. I still don't understand the point. I didn't hear it when I got
on
the line.
It'll be on the podcast.
It don't matter.
It'll be on the podcast.
Okay, so
I don't even know.
Do I think Lexi Poole is
selling dreams?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know,
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, a lot of the things, because people, see, it's kind of funny for me. It's different for me because I know some of these, I know a lot of people on the phone personally, and I know what they will and won't do and what they are. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the only person that I don't know, I've never physically met, that's on the phone. You feel me? And I've never met Twinkle either. You feel me? So I can't really just speak either way because I've never physically met Lexi Poole. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I've been around everybody else except her and Jeanette before. I've hung with them and everything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when it comes to that, I'm like, I don't know. Shit, I have absolutely no idea, no clue. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
It's all based on perception, that's all.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? But I think that I don't know her.
Talking about threesomes.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about.
I will tell you, Lexi Poole is an excellent chat camera holder. Okay. Well, back to, I think the original point was we was talking about threesomes, and I think when Lexi was like, you know, she would, I guess, would do the threesome with the older woman and all that. I don't know if that's what the point was, where Ella's like, nah, I doubt that she probably would do that. She wouldn't do that. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's my fantasy. I've never had, like I said, I've never had a threesome with a guy and a female before. And that's what I would want to do when that point comes around. I mean, it's a fantasy. No, I haven't done it, but that's something that I would want to do. I mean, that's what a fantasy is. I mean, so when it gets to that point, I would. But at this present time, like, I haven't slept with a female and a man, because when I was in my relationship for 3 years, that was something that I didn't want to do.
But you really did eat the chick pussy and let her bust in your mouth in college.
I mean, people who know me, I mean, they know stuff like that. You know, I don't have to, they'll know it before I can play that innocent role around them. But I mean, I feel like if you guys ask me a question, I'm going to be real. But I mean, in my everyday life, you know, with my school and my job, I can't say those certain things. But people who know me, and they go, oh, we already know Alexis. You know what I'm saying? They already know those things about me. You guys don't know me like that, and I understand it's about perception or whatever. You guys don't know me like that, but trust me, I'm quick to say, oh, no, I'm not doing that. You know, if it's something that I don't like, oh, no, I'm not fucking two guys at the same time. I mean, it's a limit to what I will do, yes. But if I say that this is what I, you know, I do it. That's what I want. I mean, I have no reason to lie. I mean, you know, I don't have no reason to lie. All you have at the end of the day is your word. And, I mean, even though I don't know you guys like that, if I'm on here conversating with you guys all the damn time, I'm not going to be on here just lying about shit. That's not me. You know,
right.
I got to live with that. You know, I got to live with that at the end of the day. There's no reason.
Right. So, I don't know. I guess that's what it was. But, I mean, to the original post of, to the original point of, with the threesomes and all that kind of stuff like that, back to the point, I think that I don't know. I think I'm right down to the T. Shay didn't agree with me about her and Ruby, but I really, you know what I'm saying?
I'll sideline you.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Let me tell you,
you know what I'm saying? You're saying that.
I love her as a friend. I really do. But
yeah,
honest to God, I would never hook up with Ruby. And
I didn't say, see, that's what I was trying to get you to understand. I wasn't saying that you would do it.
That's your fantasy, though. So.
It's not even my fantasy. See, you're not listening.
Or whatever. You're hypothetical.
Right.
Let me clear that up.
I was saying how it would match up. How do I think it would match up, and if it would be good if you had these?
Okay, Shay wants you to match her up with somebody other than Ruby.
No, that's him. I'm just saying. I'm just clearing the air for me. That would never happen.
I didn't say it would happen,
that
Shay.
Would never. I know.
I never said it would happen. I'm not saying any of it would happen.
Because once again, this is all hypothetical. This is all
hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
I mean, Keisha and Danielle.
No idea.
Too late for that.
No.
Don't have no idea. He said we was gonna do it. No, he didn't. He said that. That's hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
Let me go ahead and reiterate.
I tell you what, it's a greater chance of Ruby and Shay getting together than LL and Keisha L. I bet that.
I bet you're right all day.
I bet that.
All day.
I bet you're right. Oh, I'm betting with you. I'm trying to win some money right now.
And I'm not trying to say you. I'm not trying to say you won a fucking
game. And me and Keisha Evans pulled out. But yeah, I bet you're right.
Okay.
Y'all did. I'm going to work tomorrow.
And okay, forget it.
Y'all, it's too silly.
I just still didn't pick one. That's why you don't even. They might not be her type.
Key. Is it Key? Just Key.
What? What LL?
Just stop.
Stop skating LL. And you have the legs
okay.
All the way to the ankle, all the way tight.
I'm going to stop. I'm done. I'm done.
Skater. Talking
right.
About Lacey Poole and you're a skater.
And I'm a skater. I'm done. Y'all right, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put my phone back on mute. How about that? See, y'all won't
talk to me.
Nice to
you, Lacey. Nice to you.
Y'all make me.
She don't want to talk.
Everybody got that. Like
and
I said,
this is what
happened with nobody on this phone. So, shit, nobody, I guess nobody will ever know, right?
This
you
wouldn't
know
about
whatever you in the room. You, I mean, to be real, you wouldn't know about nobody unless you in the room with them.
That's also true.
This is
Texas. You know, I'm doing who I'm doing, and I'm living how I'm living, and I'm doing good. So, shit. Hey.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
But all you guys are still cool, though, and I'm enjoying the conversation.
I think, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I could just go directly to the source, but, you know.
You could. You really could.
I could just go directly to the source and just ask, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Lexi, you got one up on me already because I ain't even got no source. So, there.
I'm the damn
girl,
source.
Girl, it's cool. Hey.
I'm the source.
I ain't even got no source.
Who wants to know whether or not?
To be honest with you, it's good to not even have a source. You don't want a source. Trust
I need to get me a source.
Oh, you don't
me.
Want no source.
I'm source
you
shopping.
Source.
I'm source shopping. I'm passing out applications tomorrow.
Who is this talking?
LL.
You don't want no,
I'm
you don't
out,
want no source.
Passing out
no,
source
I was good for a year and a half when I didn't have no source.
I need me a source because I'm tired of being quiet on these conversations. I'm breaking out for 2011, getting me some sources.
You don't want no sources. Well, I haven't had a source in a minute, so shit, hey.
LL, I'm your source.
You are source.
Anybody want to know whether or not LL is a good screw? Ask Blizzum. How about that?
Is LL in good screw?
Yeah, she's pretty good, actually. But she was in high school.
There you have it. Shit. There you have it. There your source that spoke for you.
She was in high school.
A source. We're not going to tell anybody if it's false.
That was a long time ago, though. That was 15 freaking years ago. A lot can change.
You just couldn't leave it where it was. You just couldn't leave it.
I'm not participating in this conversation no more.
Oh, shit.
And Shay and Key is gone.
Yeah, they are gone. They must have got dumped. No, they was on the same phone, so I guess
they got disconnected.
Oh, wait, shit, there ain't number five people on here now. Shit, we down to five people now.
Some bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Six people, my bad. Peace, too. Well,
yeah,
we only got about 2 minutes left anyway. Let me see. Jeanette.
Yes.
I mean, Twinkle.
it's okay.
I'm glad that you called in. I'm glad you had a chance to talk and share your story on K100 today. You feel me? Hopefully you get a chance to call in. And I added you to the group, so conversate with everybody in the group, okay? We talk a lot in there. You check up on the K100 page or not. I think you'll like our conversations.
Sure,
they get crazy.
All right, then.
All right.
I'll make sure to stop neglecting you.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Well, like I said, if you can't call the show, you can always check out the page, and we go hard on the page. The show's about to end, everybody. Thanks for everybody who's still on the line, who made it all the way down to the wire. I went from 37 people on the line to 6, but it was a great show. I had a lot of fun doing it. I'll see y'all tomorrow because it's going to end any damn way. Holla!